Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Look, we have got a great show for you guys this week. We're going to jump into a little bit of the election. We're going to jump into a lot of things that we missed because this is our first show back in the year 2017. Hopefully, 2017 is working out for you. I hope things are going great. We're going to get into it the only way we know how at samshownation.com. And by doing that, you can always hit up the website samshownation.com, the epicenter, the home ground zero for anything you need going with Just Talk With Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage, current promotions page, you get the donate button. You can give whatever you feel makes you a good person. Whatever you do, we put right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, badder podcast, make it the greatest thing ever. Also, you can always go to the store. You can get some merch. You can get some swag. You can show your love. You can represent. It's to show off the podcast you rock with the best, and that's Just Talk With Sam podcast. Speaking of the podcast, you go to samshownation.com. You can hit that podcast link. You can listen however you need to listen to the podcast. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS. And last and certainly not least, right there at samshownation.com, hitting the podcast link. I will say this. We got a few sponsors this week. Then we're going to jump right into this podcast. First sponsor, the good folks at flower.com. Flower.com is having you send fresh flowers for same day delivery, and you guys may want to get on it because I know Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and they, you know, people like flowers on Valentine's Day. They want you to send flowers. They are the flower delivery experts. Flower.com will help you with all of your gift giving, especially via samshownation.com. Go to samshownation.com, right in the current promotions page. Click the flower.com link. You can get a bunch of flowers. And not only that, you can save 10% button below to activate their discount code. You can do it. Bunch of different floral arrays. Maybe you need the tried and true one dozen roses. Maybe you need some daisies, some tulips, some orchids, maybe whatever occasion. Well, I'm saying Valentine's Day because it's right around the corner. The pink and purple hearts reflect in the moment. Whatever floral arrangement, they got you covered. Just go to samshownation.com. Click the flower.com link. And you can get it as soon as that day. But don't wait till the last minute. There's a lot of deals before the fact, and you can go ahead. You've been warned. You got a heads up. So please go to flowers.com, be at samshownation.com, and look out for your Valentine's Day. The next is the good folks at Walmart, hipping you to their daily saving center, your one-stop shop for everything that you need right there at walmart.com. Go to samshownation.com, click that link right there on the current promotions page, the Walmart link, and you get day one the best deals for everything that you would need in the right there at the one-stop shop at the Daily Savings Center. All your electronics, whether it be clearance, rollback, special buys, all in one place right there by going to samshownation.com on the current promotions page, clicking that Walmart link. And on top of that, anything you buy over $50, ship for free just by going to samshownation.com. And on top of that, they have, you guessed it, you can pick it up in store as soon as that day. So if you got a few minutes between the big game, or if you want to do it, you can order it right there online. You can pick it up at your nearest Walmart as soon as that day. I know I do it. I do it all the time. So please go to samshownation.com, click that Walmart link, and save your money right there at the one-stop shop for all the best tech values at the Savings Center at Walmart. And last thing, certainly not least, on the homepage and current promotions page, you guessed it, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Who are we kidding? You were going to Amazon.com. That's just how the internet was built. The only thing we actually do is go to samshownation.com, click the banner on the homepage, current promotions page, and by doing that, you get a chance to not only shop, not only save a couple bucks, you put money right back into this podcast. So please do that. Go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page. Who are we kidding? Take the detour. You were going to do it anyway. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset these mics. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about what happened and what we missed. And we're going to get it from there. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't even know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
We recording? Yeah, we here. It's a, you know what? Welcome to the podcast. Me and my man BK finna do it. Possibly Ike showing up. Before we get to the huge orange elephant in the room, we gonna get into it, man. We gonna bring the funny.
I ain't got nothing funny to say.
I feel as though I have to. Because they say, you keep from laughing and keep from crying. We're going to talk about everything else and we're going to get into it. As you know, it is 2017. Hope y'all keeping up them resolutions. This is not really a resolution. This is some shit I wanted to do. Got to hit the gym. Because I feel as though in the next 4 years, I may be doing a little bit of running. So let's get that together. And I kind of want to see my abs. Just one last time.
But you send your black ass to the field.
But before we get into that, I don't want that workout plan, but god damn it seems so close.
You got real good cotton picking hands. I do too. We're the right color for it.
But one thing we're going to get into before we get into goddamn orange elevator room is some of the stuff that we have emailed, because we've had since Christmas, before we took the break, you guys have been emailing, you guys have talked about some of the stuff, but today I will keep up with the last Sam Show Nation sponsored fantasy football. My wife, the D-League, is all here. It's all said and done. It's all a wrap. He may be showing up on the podcast, too, depending on how quick you get off work. My brother-in-law, EJ, won the whole shebang. If you look to, well, you can't see it.
You lost?
Nothing brings you more joy, doesn't it? I lost Matt Forte. Right before Matt Forte was solely about to crack his foot right off into the ass. MCL injury, out for the year. Thus, I'm out for the year. And my brother-in-law won it. Now, I found something very interesting. I learned a lot in my loss. My brother-in-law, big ups to him. He won. Well done, that burn. Yada, yada, yada.
Congratulations,
he'll get the trophy
man.
Out of my own. Congratulations. I learned a lot.
I want to meet you.
One of the things I learned is blood is thicker than water. I'm looking at my commissioner, his sister. Blood is thicker than water.
No, that, I thought you had the advantage.
You would think. Blood is thicker than buried in blood. That took Big Maine and T-Back out of the way. So the count is at like 9 other people. And believe it or not, blood is actually thicker than cum. I didn't know that. That was a shock. Blood is thicker than cum.
Nigga, where is you going?
That's how EJ won it. I'm looking. I can throw my own conspiracies. See, I thought I'd win, you know, the cum ticket because, you know, it's my wife. But blood is thicker than cum. Apparently it is.
Nigga, I don't know how you got on that one. But
yeah.
This is your show.
Yep.
I'm listening.
So, yep. Congratulations to the commissioner's brother for winning this whole thing.
Nigga, you went left and came all the way back to the right. only you can do that.
Here's something else we did talk about before we talk about the orange elephant in the room. The Golden Globes. Actually, somebody brought this to my attention. Actually, Big Man, I saw it, but Big Man brought it to my attention. We've been talking about this for a few months. We are now entering in the entertainment world the award season for whatever you did in 2016. You know, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Golden Globes was a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. We joked about this, but the Sam Show Nation bump was alive and kicking like a fucking healthy horse. What the Sam Show Nation is if you show up on this podcast and you are eligible for an award, you gonna win that shit. Sam Show Nation represented every goddamn award they was nominated in at the Golden Globes, except House. House whooped our ass. What's House real name?
Now, the thing with House.
It's House. You ain't beating House.
That dude could cure cancer, but he couldn't get that leg together. But I don't know what the issue was.
Hugh Laurie. That's his real name. Yeah, every other thing. Damien Chazelle. We did one podcast before the winter break, the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. It was La La Land. La La Land scored a record at the Golden Globes. And I would like to think, hey, I'm not taking credit for what they did. All you got to do, be on the show. You get that bump. John Legend, he was on the show. He walked away with an award. Viola Davis, award. Sanaa Lathan, you was here when she called in.
Sanaa Lathan, yeah, boy.
Walked away with an award. The Sam Show Nation bump is full effect. So, hey, if you try to get that Oscar, what's left? Oscar, Emmy, Grammy, Tony, fuck it. Participation, Super Bowl champ, whatever.
What's that nigga award that BET give out?
I don't care. Yeah, BET award. Yeah. Just call in. Call into the podcast. Say what's up. You get that Sam Show Nation bump. You get that little extra. That little piece to say you could go and get it. I was proud that night. We had a full sweep. Except House. Fuck you, House. You're more than welcome to come.
I'm about to say.
You're more than welcome. But House did fuck up the perfect, man. Because Big Man, we printed out the thing. It's a check mark if you've been on the show, and the green thing if you won. All green everything. Except House. Except the one House was here. I'm like 14 for 15. That ain't bad.
I think you did good.
That ain't bad.
You did good,
man. All right, so Sam's Show Nation bump is still alive. Football, we getting around that time. We will have an all football podcast. All the sports people coming.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
Because all
what
everything.
What about that, I met him once. That big white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like him.
We'll try to get him. My man.
That's not racial.
No,
I'm talking about for you know that. I'm talking about for your audience.
No, we've seen him. He's a big dude. We saw him at the live show.
I'm talking about for your audience.
Oh, yeah, Chuck Hosner.
That's his name?
Yep.
I got to remember that.
Chuck, we getting cool. Chuck Hosner. We getting Ike. We're going to have my man Mike Randall call in. All Super Bowl, everything.
I want to keep calling that nigga the big white guy.
Yeah, Chuck. Chuck Hosner. So we don't get into that. The final four is here. We got Tom Brady.
That's his name for real?
Yeah.
He should be a wrestler or something.
He's a big dude.
I know. That's a wrestler's name.
Yeah. He's a big dude. He, Real Sports Podcast. Go on, check him out. He out there on iTunes. He doing his thing.
Did you know Hulk Hogan endorsed Donald Trump?
Of course he did. We gonna get into it. Just, I need you to
you
save it.
Know how long I've held Hogan.
We gonna get into it.
Just below God.
Here's what I don't do.
Him and Flair.
Here's what I don't do.
Please don't tell me Flair and
all the sports stuff we gonna set aside. You're not the sports guy that see the Trump bubbling in you. So we go easy into the racial aspect. As of today, the other story that hit the airwaves, right? Our buddy, Lindsay Lohan, who did
Oh, yeah, yo buddy. I don't know that woman.
We are birthday twins because our birthday falls on the same day.
Enjoy.
Has converted to the Nation of Islam. That is real.
Pause.
I wanted to give you a little racial. Because normally we go into sports. I know you ain't the greatest NFL head. And NBA ain't really hit its stride the way it's supposed to.
The NBA, that's what we can talk.
NBA, they...
NBA and boxing.
That's what I'm saying. You're not the greatest football guy.
Do your wife know this?
Yeah, we actually set this up.
I got to ask your wife, is this true or is this
Lindsay Lohan? You got a phone in front of you? Lindsay Lohan is now a member of the Nation of Islam.
Lindsay Lohan is.
Yes, she is.
What nigga she with?
Apparently.
Come on.
She did it by herself.
Okay.
I
didn't pay you to say that.
This is a story that I heard.
I'm telling you right now.
But come on.
She ain't went to the Nation of Islam by herself. Some nigga she know who ain't eating pork.
Oh, yeah. And, she getting pork.
You ain't lying about that.
Because,
you don't just go over the Muslim.
You don't just go.
You don't just leave Catholicism and go to the Muslim faith. Nah, you don't do that.
Lindsay Lohan, my birthday twin, as we said on this podcast.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
There we go.
Some nigga giving you that word.
There we go. I thought that'd make you chuckle. We'll get off football for a second.
But I almost think you lied, just to make you laugh.
You have a phone for you. You can Google it right now. I took a double take. Because when I saw that, I felt as though that was great. That's all I could say. I'm happy for her conversion. This is her fourth religion. Like, whatever. If it work out for her, it work out for her. But I just thought of all the new recruits in 2017. That was one of the ones that was... you scratch your head a little bit. You saw it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you saw it, didn't you?
I need to hear her say it out of her mouth.
You saw she had the hijab on. She ready to do her thing. Yep. She finna break out that mat, pray five times to the north. You know, do her thing. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I want to meet Muhammad that got with her, man. Ain't lying. Nah, I don't know if that's...
I know a Muhammad.
That's prejudice.
No, I know a Muhammad.
No, I'm just saying.
It may be.
I mean, ain't no doubt, but I'm just saying.
We call him M3, dog.
Shut up.
No, I'm dead serious. Stop. I'm dead serious. We call him M3.
Too many jokes are coming right now.
It is. That's his name.
No.
That's his name.
Stop it.
Muhammad, if you listening to this, man, please email in, call in, tweet in. That's my guy. But real talk, I did go to college with him. His name was Muhammad. We called him M3, mainly because of all the reasons you're thinking of right now. We had to. You ever had a name that just deserve a nickname? That was it. It was just like, I'm not saying it three times. It's not a Tribe Called Quest. I don't have to say the whole thing. But yeah, that was his name. But that's real talk. Here we go. Before we get to the Orange Elephant, I'm looking at this list. We are running through. You heard about the Serena Williams thing?
What they doing to Serena?
All right. Serena Williams.
She fine, man.
Is doing what she doing.
Yeah, she fine.
She on that tennis court kicking ass for 2017.
White folk don't like
this. Is the first time we didn't got it together. She is in Australia Open whipping that ass, and the announcer was talking about how her style is just like, it's biting and it's attacking you, and she was just like, with gorilla type movements.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, because she's fierce on the court. She said gorilla type movements. Now I'm a man, you know, he getting hit with the dog. Why you gotta call Serena? Because she black? Because she does?
No, that's feeding too much into it, man.
He's saying
she's just a beast on the court. Tennis court. That's all it is.
But he used the word gorilla.
Okay. That
hold on. He used the word gorilla. No, I know.
You know where I'm going.
He is saying gorilla.
This is a white man talking?
Australian, yeah. He's saying gorilla, GURRILL, like gorilla, yeah. Strategic, like a surgeon, like a tactical, like a fighter.
Militia. Not gorilla.
Not gorilla. He didn't hit the U. That's one of the things. Well, that U and that E is so important.
Okay, it's like Japanese in the letter R.
But
okay.
You get what I'm saying? That U ain't never been so goddamn important.
Nigga, I get is racism in the world and prejudices in the world. And then at the same time, I get when people are just trying to push that agenda so much that everything they hear, that anytime any other race outside of black say something about black is racial. That's not the case.
It is. All right.
She a beast.
You know what?
Man, she got a fat ass.
Yes, she is. She just, look.
She fine.
Let me address something.
I saw her on TV. I saw my wife looking at Serena.
Hotness, like, I've had that conversation with my wife. Like, hotness don't give a fuck what gender you are. Hot is hot.
Serena is beautiful.
All right.
Man, I saw a sad shot of Michelle Obama. Damn.
You know what?
8 years in office, I just saw that like a couple months ago. Like, good God. I didn't know.
All right, here it is.
Barack?
We're recording this on Inauguration Day. And I tried to find as much stuff to talk about before we hit the big.
You knew I was coming over here. You didn't have to write nothing out. We've been doing this for 20 years.
We've been off, so we got to talk about the winner of the. But here it is.
What's the next thing
you got? I've got not. You know, let's just jump right to it. I just want to say something first before you go and pour up some stuff.
What's that about? You said, so I see something marked right there, and then the next one is LGBT. Let's get to it.
We're going to get into it because.
That wasn't none of, big, that was not in the text statement.
No, it's just you see the list. The big Cheeto elephant in the goddamn room.
Can we say that for last? So I can unleash it.
It's all in the same. It's all in there. I tried to talk about Lindsay. I tried to talk about you're not a football guy. I tried.
I want your wife.
But here it is.
Talk. I really want her to be in here.
I want to address something else. I want to address before we get into it.
Come on with it, man. It's your show.
In the last podcast when we was all together, we was here, we was drinking. We got a few emails saying maybe we was a little too political. We're venturing on. People listen to me to laugh. People listen to me to whatever. And we was really talking about the Trump thing. We talk about the things as hot topics.
Nigga, I was serious.
But, no, I mean, it is. If you were serious, whatever. But this is a comedy show, but Trump is a hot topic. If this is a political thing, it is what it is. I noticed that coming from a lot of the people who may or may not have voted for Trump want us to stop talking about it. But, hey, whatever.
In the words of Louis Black, if you voted for Trump, you going to go to hell.
All I said is this.
Louis Black said that.
Yeah.
And that man is hilarious. And he old as hell, so he must be right.
I will say this. However the next 4 years come out, like the people protesting, I need you to know, when you protest, you ain't changing the fact that he's going to be president. You ain't. Hold on. Hear me out. I'm down with it.
I agree with you 110%.
You ain't going to reverse nothing. All I say is, before you jump out with the signs, before you get out there and protest, before you get out there, fix up your own house. The change got to start with you.
Oh, now you're talking Bible.
Fix up your own house.
That's what Jesus said.
Get together. You're not going to reverse it. If you feel the need to protest, protest in the right way. Talk to your local officials. Talk to your state officials. Because you going out there and cutting the food ain't going to redo anything. He still got in there. He still did his thing. Y'all protesting. Y'all tearing up some shit. Y'all getting criminal records. I don't want that. Keep it peaceful. But do it the right way.
And you know, my thing, McClain, is this, man. You know, the inauguration happened.
Mm-hmm.
November 9th happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that people may not like it. Yep. I'm one of these people.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people.
But I don't see the point in protesting.
I do.
I mean, no. Let me. I mean, when you protest something, you are doing it.
There's an end game.
You are doing it in the efforts to prevent it from happening.
There it is.
However, November 9th
happened. You can't have a protest
and
on the 10th.
Today, at what, noon?
Maybe, no, yeah. No, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Pocket, no. 12:11, the man had his hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay? What? That's not. I mean,
you didn't stop.
You
shit.
Didn't stop anything. And then the point. Then you know you got these women, and I'm not disrespecting. I'm not a. What you call a misogynist?
Got you.
Okay. But then you got these ladies from our city going to D.C. Not today. They'll
tomorrow.
Be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
To protest in front of the Capitol. What is that supposed to do?
All I'm saying is this. Last time I checked, political offices, government offices are closed on the weekend. Tomorrow's Saturday. You protesting, I get you want to raise awareness for something. I get that. And I understand that.
But isn't it too late?
There it is.
It has. Now, see, now here's my thing with niggas. Now, this is the only way
go
I can
ahead,
put it to you.
Go ahead.
Only way I can put it. And I bet you,
mm-hmm.
this is. See, I feel that the personalities has switched right now.
Who, me? No.
No. Because you normally, I'm the nice one that's agreeing with you, just using nicer words.
You agree.
No.
All right. I get what you're saying.
But
I get what you're saying.
Has been listening to me.
I'm just giving you shit.
You and I argue all the time. And at the end, we'd be like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
After an hour long of cussing.
Audit.
But the thing is this. My thing is this. Here's the problem that I got with niggas, right?
Uh-huh.
We protesting.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I'm not a rich man, but I can say that I'm well off right now.
Okay.
You and I.
I got a little.
I will put. I know you do. I could put a grand, two, maybe three, right on a table and bet half these niggas out here that's protesting and saying Trump ain't my hashtag. Trump ain't my president. I bet you he is, right? Half these niggas out here doing this protest and speaking out and all of this. How many of them niggas do you think voted? That's my big problem, brother.
Yep.
I mean, feel me now. You'll do all of the protesting and not, listen, I knew a sister. She was going around in my neighborhood recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, recently means like this month.
Okay. We are 20 days into it, so yeah.
No. Let's go further than that. From November 9th.
Okay.
Last week, protesting, getting signatures. And
it already happened.
I thought she was Jehovah's Witness. I was ready to fight. I love Jehovah's Witnesses. Please come by my house. I love Jehovah's Witnesses. I sit on the porch waiting on y'all, but y'all don't come down my street too often. I thought she was Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
Right? I have a Superman robe on. I went and got a cup of tea. I refilled my cup just so I could talk. I thought she was Jehovah's Witness. She was a Trump protester. And she came in my house and said, "Who did you vote for?" I said, "Well, I voted for Hillary Clinton." She said, "Did you have another candidate?" I said, "Well, if Bernie would have won, I definitely would have voted for Bernie."
Yep.
But I'm not a Republican. I'm more so an independent. But at the same time, I agree with Hillary's values. And not values, but I agree with Hillary's policies than I did with Trump, so I voted for Hillary. She said, "Okay, so you're not a Trump supporter." I said, "No." She said, "Can I get your signature for,
whatever the fuck, yeah.
No, for Citizens Against Trump?" And I said, I didn't sign anything. I said, "For what?"
Yeah.
And she looked at me like, what do you mean? I said, "No, you know."
He's already here.
Exactly. We're just waiting for Obama to leave, get his stuff out of the house. And Trump, we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
What is the protesting for now? The thing is now, and this is what I put in my mind. I don't like it, but I forced myself to come to grips with it. First off, I'm not even talking about blacks. I'm talking
about
everybody.
Yep.
The niggas and people who did not vote for Trump, wish Trump wasn't in office, even those fools who hoped he got assassinated today at the inauguration.
All right.
You know, there was niggas out there that was
thinking
that.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, and I look at the Facebook and I listen to people, right? I hope he failed. Nigga, he's the president. If he fails,
we fucked.
The nation fails. I mean, come on. At least, look. like Hillary said, and Obama said, Clinton said, and even lying, two-faced, backtracking Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney said, give him a shot and hope the best for him.
Well, you really don't have an opinion in that.
You don't have a choice.
You don't really have a choice.
But when they say give him a shot, I understand what they mean.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what he's saying. See what he does. Pray for the best. God knows we need to pray for him. And then, hope he makes the best decisions. In his decision making, pray that he makes the best decisions.
There it is. Now, when it comes down to it,
Whoopi said that on The View.
When I said today, I said, I support you in your protests, but know why you're protesting. If your protest is to hold my man accountable to what he promised, what he said he was going to do,
okay,
and you get with your state and local guys, because it all starts there, man.
Now, if that's the protest, then
I'm down with it.
But now, let's say historically, and when I say historically, I'm talking about within the last year.
Yeah.
The protest has not been for stick with what you're going to do.
Yeah.
It's been
I don't want
F Trump. I don't want Trump. Trump is a racist, all of that stuff, and something that I do agree with.
Hey, but I think
now,
you
too. If they're going to say protest against a protest for Trump, stick with what you said you were going to do, because he made a whole bunch of promises, and a lot of them has already been debunked.
Yep.
Like that wall. Who knew? Who didn't know he wasn't going to build that damn wall?
I did. Like,
we all, since what, Hoover? Been talking about building a wall.
All right.
Clinton, Reagan, and Reagan really, he was Republican. He did a job on niggas, but he really was not that bad of a president. Ronald Reagan.
What
do you think about it? They've all been talking about the damn wall. All
right. I want to break this down.
The damn wall will get built. We need Mexicans.
Here it is. The wall.
And oranges.
All right. Like I said.
That wasn't racist.
Support your local stuff. Hold my man feet to the fire. Keep him honest. Keep him on his toes. Now, one thing.
Tasha, I want to hear what you got to say now.
Now, before we jump into what I like to call the top four.
Oh, nigga, here we go.
When I talk about the top four.
I don't know what it's going
Nation, I don't see the list.
All right.
I don't know where this is.
When I say the top four.
We are drinking.
We are drinking. And I got jokes. This is still a goddamn comedy podcast.
Oh, I think they laugh at me. And if it's just me and you, they gonna laugh.
Here it is.
Even if me and you sit.
This is still comedy entertainment.
Come on.
I want to talk about some of these protests that's been happening right now. And my man, D. Trump, prove me right. You ever been proven right by a motherfucker you can't stand?
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling this morning. Because in the last podcast, the ones we got the emails about, telling us, hey, y'all get too political. I said, watch D. Trump. I said, people don't come together with heroes. They come together with villains.
That's what you was talking about.
I said.
Okay, now. Okay.
I said.
Okay.
People, when we was arguing.
This can be a 10-hour long conversation.
This was in the last podcast. I said, people.
Okay.
I said, mark my words.
You didn't say that in the last podcast.
Yes, I will rewind this motherfucker.
Yeah, heroes come together with, people come together with villains? You said
yes. I said, people. No shit. Got the memory of a goddamn goldfish. But I said, when Obama was here, we can all rally around Obama because for some reason we all think we don't get our Obama prize. Whatever that prize is. Whatever cause.
And it wasn't just because he was black.
No. Nah, whatever was cause also you white. Belong to, Obama was going to give you a little extra something.
You know.
See, when you get a villain being this time D. Trump, depending on where you stand. Now, if you voted for him, cool. If you didn't, whatever. I say villain because just based on the population. Most people is like, I'm not rocking with this guy. Hell, he came in with the lowest approval rating, which is, what, 32%?
Well, CNN had him, when I last checked him, CNN had him at 34. I think Fox had him at like 37, 38.
Yeah, you ain't cracked 30. 50, dog.
It's still 30. Even when Trump went in, wasn't that like just above 50? Not Trump.
No. Obama. Obama went Bush. In at 80.
Bush had a Bush higher had, approval rating.
Bush went Trump. In at 55.
I mean, and we thought Bush was the devil. I mean, that people thought JFK was the devil, too.
Nah, here go the thing where I said Trump proved me right. I said that in the last podcast. Anybody who's listening, go back, however you listen to the podcast, and say, I said, yo, bring us together. Trump did do something. If you love music.
I do remember you saying that.
If you love music, just on a music sense, regardless of whatever music you into, he brought them together because as we're speaking right now, there's the inauguration, right?
The inauguration ball.
Yeah. That no one's at. But
it's a lot of white folk there.
See, there's anti-inauguration balls that I wish I was at because he brought the people together. Because we all, here's what he did. I put these out because I wanted you to see this. I wanted you because I saw this today. Mark Ruffalo, Alec Baldwin, and like a group of the New York people against Trump. So if you like the Hulk, if you like Alec Baldwin, you like the acting skills, you like good charismatic speakers, right? You like those guys, right? You can go to New York right now and you can bring those guys together. Guys,
that boy is so clever. He's like, he's gonna
make his way in. He is clapping for me.
Hey.
I said the Hulk. He jumped in the room like, hey.
Tasha, I want to hear what you got to say.
Here, we got a mic for you.
I want to hear what you got to say. I really do.
I really want... Tasha.
Come on. Me.
Come on. You got a mic waiting on you.
Yes, sir. She'll come out. She always do.
As of right now.
What you got to say. As many times I've been over in this area to hear, this is one of them times where I really want to hear what you got to say. Most of the times, you're just talking like a woman, and I don't want to listen.
Flip phone alone.
I wish I had a flip phone. You making fun of me?
You can't hook the two phones to the flip phone.
You can't.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Zoom. Hey.
Y'all remember that? The two.
Okay. Hey, big man.
Well,
hey.
I just got that thing. Well, I was.
Hey.
Hey.
Did he lick his fingers? I remember that time my son was me and Brian was with you, and Brian turned your cup up.
You went right to sleep.
Boy.
That's my guy.
We didn't even get down now, but it was done. Daddy, my throat hurt.
Now my computer open. Close my computer.
I really want to hear what you got to say.
About what y'all talking about?
McClain, there's only one thing we can't talk about. How you feel?
About what?
The only thing that's going on right now is the 20th.
I don't feel good, bad.
Sam already made a peace with it.
I've been there.
He and I are already in competition. Who can pick the most cotton in the next 4 years? And I'm going to beat him.
I've been hitting the gym in 2017, man.
What you saying, nigga?
I want to see my abs again. Maybe run that marathon again.
I'm still waiting. I smoke fewer cigarettes.
I'm still waiting.
I'm going to Canada.
Well, no, they're gonna have you out there. You're gonna be in the house with the master.
All right. Now we was talking about the whole
now, you
Trump
are a
thing.
Skin person.
Yeah, this is barely like you be a little generous, yeah, but
I'm just saying,
compared to anybody,
well,
I'm just saying.
No, she's not ugly, so she might be a comfort girl.
Mm.
Which that's nigga, that's not good for you.
At that point, I think I'd be dead. I think I'd be dead. So
no, nigga, you ain't gonna die.
No, they kill me.
No,
they kill me.
I think you and I will both be Nat Turner.
I get a couple of them.
Oh,
I go lie to you.
I kill a few white people.
I get a couple.
First of all, there will be no slavery going on. All
right, here we go. Nah.
Your wife just opened up a brand new topic.
Oh, no, wait.
This is
what
I want
her to do. I know.
And but, nigga, I got something to say.
Now
I'm following you. I'm following you.
Now, we got the list going, and we could talk about the list. We could talk about everything, because he's not a football head. I talked about how you may or may not rig the fantasy football league for your brother.
You said blood is thicker than cum.
Yeah, it is. Obviously.
Wow.
I don't know how we got on that. It's just he and I here. I don't know how we got on that. But somehow, the genius of this man was able to spin that and keep it on topic. No wonder
we talked,
4.0 dude.
Hey,
I stopped at 3.4 or 5.
We talked about Lindsay going to Islam.
Did I get a B in trig? Thank you.
Yeah, Lizzie.
They make me take trigonometry.
Trig and physics in the 12th grade.
All right.
I stopped at geometry.
I got it.
No, I stopped at, I had prop and stat. Because that was a new class they had introduced.
No, they didn't do that at Osborne.
So,
we're not that smart.
Trigonometry and calculus.
Hey, I did what was allowed to me. Leave me alone.
Whatever it is cost to get this diploma,
yeah.
Fine.
That's what I did. 3 years of math. That's all you need.
All right, but we were talking about the protest that's happening as we speak right now. We talked about the Mark Ruffalo, Alec Baldwin. If you like comedy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about the protests after November 9th? After it was determined this man would be the president, what do you think about the protests? Now, McClain's stance is if they're protesting for keep your word on what you said, I'm 110%. But if they're protesting for saying, hashtag not my president. I mean,
ain't nothing you can do about that.
Nothing at this point.
My New Year's determination is not the curse. So far, I've been pretty good on your show.
Wow, that's why we haven't seen you. That's why we haven't seen you.
I don't think I've ever been around you and not cursed. I do know what you got to say.
Besides impeachment proceedings, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Or that other amendment that you talked about that we ain't seen in like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now is the time.
He's mentally unfit. Like, 25th?
The other.
Okay,
treason?
Y'all want me in here to
Could
talk
be.
With y'all.
I'm sorry. You walked in.
First off, you knew this was going to happen.
I apologize.
But I'm not cussed. Okay.
No, what I'm saying is, I get what you're saying about protesting after a certain point in time. Okay, we need to.
You're not going
to
make the cuss.
Okay. We need to stop protesting and
give me time.
Figure out a way to peacefully coexist.
However,
spoken like a true lady.
You're right.
However,
we know what's up.
I don't think she's telling the truth.
No, I'm
serious. Because I think it's time out for the division. We've had too much division. Whether we like it or not.
The man is the president.
He's the president.
He is the president.
Now, here it is.
There's no way we can, if he not the president, we got to stick with Pence. And I don't care what you say. I'd rather have Donald Trump than Pence.
You know what?
Yeah.
Very few people see that the way that she and I see it. Maybe you as well.
Yeah.
Not as you as well with the other people.
Because if you watch
Pence.
If you watch the dinner, the luncheon they had after the inauguration, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
I didn't see that. Well, what do you do?
Nigga.
He was talking about Mike Pence like Mike Pence was up, could walk on water. Hold up, guy.
Wasn't he against...
He said, this is one of my closest friends.
Oh, I can't throw
friends.
The tooth. But listen,
don't
dude.
Don't tooth, because, you know, you have
Paul to... Ryan, Mitt Romney.
Oh, that flip
What's that vampire name?
Vader?
Giuliani.
Oh,
dude. Three of the biggest liars. Dude, Mitt Romney, did you hear what they said? Unfit?
Oh,
not temperamental.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ryan and Paul.
Paul Ryan.
Paul.
Yeah, he said it backwards.
No. Ryan and Romney is what I meant to say.
Now, Romney kept... Oh, jeez.
No, he did not.
No. I said, with him, he said all this shit, then he goes... unfit, dinner with him,
unqualified, bad temperament.
It does. Oh. It does. It
see, Ryan didn't bother me.
It makes me further believe that Pence was not Donald Trump's choice. Pence was who they told him that to pick. That was not his
110,000% yeah. correct.
That was not his choice because yes. I've been saying that. I'm pretty sure people heard. I listened to what Paul Ryan was talking about Pence. Like Pence, he's like he's one of my best friends. We hang out. We do this. That was his pick.
Donald Trump didn't even know who Pence was.
I didn't see none. Now that I agree with. I know he didn't know. Now, I know he didn't. Now, he wanted communication
you,
with him.
You and my brother.
But I didn't see what happened this
you
morning.
And my brother work damn near together.
Yeah.
You want to hear about Mike Pence? Talk to him. Well. I mean, he'll make you laugh, but then you'll think about it.
I'll see him in 6 months. Well, I'll break that up.
Damn, that. Man, that
yeah, but that, he spoke damn, the way he that's talked right. about him was like
he made Chris made me think.
He Pence was their choice for president, but they made their move. They dragged their feet.
All right,
I agree.
Now that we got your side of it,
he's the vice president. So now, if anything, any type of impeachment proceedings yep. go, Pence gonna Ryan be the guy. Know that he gonna end up in office somehow.
Yeah, and my opinion,
everybody gonna scoot up one. No, yeah, that.
My opinion. This is Paul Ryan's whole game to become president.
Well, he said it. He said right. it when and they then, thought Hillary.
They don't realize, like, at any point of time,
the Speaker of the House.
The president can appoint a new vice president.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true too. I was going there. Absolutely, you're right.
So, but if something happened to Trump, everybody move up. Pence become president.
Not necessarily. Because if Pence becomes president,
he can appoint.
He don't have to pick Paul Ryan.
He could. But he don't. Okay, I'm with you. And, all right.
And let me add this to what she said, right? When you look at Mike Pence, now granted, the brother's a Catholic, and he believes in the Bible and grace, because he said that.
And have a lot of sex, and they like to make babies.
And then,
hey, what they do in their houses, their business, all right?
And his wife had that dang on pillowcase dress on
at the same time.
I see a lot of anger coming from you. Yeah, I'm just going to look this way.
It's just not her.
I know.
It's your, also at this side of the table.
Your anger has less shade.
I agree. But at the same time, dude, it ain't like that brother was doing so good in Indiana as well.
No.
I mean, dude.
He was on his way out had he got this.
I'm talking about as far as policy-wise and political-wise. Right. He wasn't doing that good. Man.
No, he was on his way up.
Did you see Bessie the... Well, no, never mind. Come on.
All right, here it is.
Bessie DeVos with Tim Kaine.
She got her ass kicked.
Tim Kaine and...
Bernie!
Bernie is killing. And then, what's the baby name? The girl name?
Elizabeth Warren.
Man.
Hold on, no. You know...
No, Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, but...
I advise you to get a printout of what President-elect Trump said and hang it above your desk.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. See, I've already gotten in trouble at work.
That's what she told.
Right. I can't even cuss at work no more without saying the N-word first.
Okay.
So.
We're going to test that.
It's actually in the UCMJ.
Because I'm finna look at my list here. Slurs. Before.
I can't help myself now.
You may have to take a walk. Because I'm finna test that.
Elizabeth Warren, she socked it to them.
Sure did.
Like, if you never had financial aid.
Oh, did Elizabeth Warren killed it.
Because this lady said...
Never been to college on this. No, a public college.
When DeVos said, she was like...
Elizabeth Warren killed her. Killed her.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
With the bears. Talking about them. They have guns. They have bears. Who called the school? Who was it? Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah called the school. Like, hey, y'all...
Called the school.
Trevor Noah's actually very smart.
Yeah.
They called the school. He's like...
How many bears y'all got?
They say they have a fence and bear spray, and they're fine. They haven't had a bear attack. So what is it like? We went to Detroit public schools. If she knew anything about schools, then she would know this information. We had security guards who carried freaking guns. So yes, we had guns in the schools. They were not our guns.
True,
but there were guns in our schools.
And the thing about it that gets me
educated. If she done research, she would know these things. But this is the person that wants to do away with the public school system.
See, that's my point. I was about to make right there, McClain. Is that it's not so much that she don't know is that's not
you just want to do away with it.
It's not so much that she don't know about school, it's that she don't know nothing about public schools.
She's private up there.
She knows nothing about funding schools. And she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And on top of that, she wants to do away with public funding and make everything privatized.
Because
and dude, now let's say, now, in all honesty,
mm-hmm.
you and I could afford to send our children to public schools. But that has nothing to do with the brothers and sisters that you and I both
Everybody can't do that.
They free. You said public, you mean private, right?
That's what I meant. Private. I'm sorry.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
But everybody can't do that.
God has blessed us to be fortunate. But then you and I both know brothers and sisters who cannot afford.
And honestly, I'll give you an honest answer. I went to both public and private school. And honestly, they look to pull in people that cannot afford it because that's how they try to get their money.
That's how that tax breaks.
So I'm gonna
go on Seven Mile and Van Dyke,
Nevada,
and get Darmarkion.
That's a good location.
Sure. I'm gonna get
that location.
Jackson, give him one of these nice jacks with the crest, with the school crest on it, and some gray pants. You can come here for free because me covering your tuition is a drop in the bucket to what I'm going to get from my donors and grants.
Absolutely right.
All right. Before we get way too far off track,
we was right in the pocket with that.
We were talking about protesting.
So as a person, I am a fan. I would love to see
niggas are protesting this.
Okay.
I really would like to see. I had this conversation with Sam. I want to either send Charles to it. I want to send him to a private school or a Montessori school.
All right.
That's what I want to do.
I mean, that ain't
no, but I want to bring
it's
hope.
Not far-fetched at all from what we're doing.
No, it's not too far off. We were talking about the protest.
I know the advantages of a private school education. I know the advantages of a public school education. Detroit Public Schools is not what it once was.
Now,
hold on. Wait. I love you.
So.
You don't know the topic.
Wait a minute.
And you have ADD.
Wait a minute. Let me comment on what you say. Because the thing is, I'm 50-50 with that last comment. Listen.
Okay. All right.
You and I are products. All three of us are products of Detroit Public Schools.
Mm-hmm.
None of us is doing bad for ourselves.
No.
We're doing very well.
No.
Okay. The thing is not so much what Detroit Public Schools have to offer, but I will perceive that it is the personalities that go there. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying. Okay. I get what you're saying.
However, because the way the world is going, it almost do make sense to send every child to private school. And I'm basing it off the world because this
only
would be,
based on where it's going. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I base it off the world because the world say, okay, private public schools are dangerous and drug infested.
Yeah,
that thing. Remember when we first went to Vine?
I remember.
Then we went to Burroughs. Then we came up here to
I remember.
Okay, so it was always but look at us, right? So and then we look at. Okay, this nigga. Okay, we look at Ben Carson, who was born in Detroit.
Okay.
That nigga.
All right.
I think he know he a nigga. That nigga.
Okay, I'm still here.
Ben Carson. His wife
looked like Mr. Potato Head.
Born. All right, goddammit. This is four digressions.
You're not going to make the curse. Granted,
I will.
I said damn three times, but damn ain't a cuss word.
You and your shade.
Okay, Ben Carson, who was from Detroit in an inner city, Southwest side.
Okay.
Came to be one of the greatest neurosurgeons and then was the head of the first separation of Simon.
I
think they were in the womb at the same time, too.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not so much the product of the Detroit of public schools, but, you know, the character of those who attend. And you can say the same thing about private schools. Like I heard an older gentleman say, you can have one suit and put this person in the same suit and then this person in the same suit. On this person to the left, the suit looks immaculate. It's beautiful. Right. Then the person on the right, the exact same suit looks like crap. It all depends on the person.
Yeah, it's the deployment of power.
But that's not what Bessie DeVos is saying. She's saying just do away with all Detroit, with all public schools. And that ain't true because you got to give. And then I got
but
issue.
What about the?
You got to give everybody a chance.
The nice public schools,
because it ain't like we all came out bad.
Yeah.
No, because
look,
like,
it's just the people.
My thing with public school is, you need to make it equal across the board. Macomb County School should look like there's all the schools should look the same.
All funding into schools. No. I take that back. Let me retract that. All schools should be held to the same accountability as all others.
I give you a perfect
with
perfect
the
example.
Same. opportunities. As
a lot of public schools struggle for books and books to fit the curriculum.
Oh, I know where she's going.
The ever-changing
perfect point where she's going.
Curriculum.
Perfect point.
My aunt, a few months back, was working for a school. I'm not going to disclose the school district.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But they were throwing out perfectly good books. Just throwing them in the garbage. Mm-hmm. And we have schools around the country that are struggling for books. Why is a donation not made?
Because you don't have to. Because you don't have to.
You they should have to.
No, but that's not. All right, wait.
Should and whether or not you do it are two different things.
I know. It should be required that they do it.
Well,
but
that's.
That needs to be put in the law, and I agree. Well, but at the same time, he is 100% right.
Well, that goes.
You don't have to.
That goes, and I'm finna do this. This is all my radio training.
But it
training,
was a public school. That's my point. It should all be equal.
Hold on, but wait.
I agree.
Everyone, just wait. I'm finna dovetail this all the way back. This is all my radio training right here, this statement.
Come on, nigga.
And that brings us right back to what I talked about protests on the local and state government level. By bringing that back to the local and state government level is how you do these things.
Yes.
But now that we know what should happen, let's talk about what's actually happening. I talked about Mark Ruffalo and Alec Baldwin and all the comedians in front of Trump Tower with their protests. But one of the protests that's happening right now is what I said 3 weeks ago, bringing us all together. Yeah. Now, BK, I know you're a music lover. You like music. You like that R&B?
Elements, baby. Come on with it.
As of right now, because of Trump, I said villains going to bring us together. Bands have reformed. Now, I was always in the alternative rock, and I like that. Audio Slave is back together as of today because they're having their anti-inauguration party, right?
I do know that those are
so
going
since,
on.
Yeah. Since that's happening?
Yeah.
People are reuniting. So, Audio Slave, that was Chris Cornell, System of, like, Enragement Against the Machine, Zach De La Rocha. They're back together. Public Enemy, Chuck D, Bass, How Low Can You Go, is reformed with the surviving members of Public Enemy, is back together. Okay. You an R&B guy?
Of course.
Destiny's Child, got back together tonight. No. One night, hear me out. I know. You're not probably the biggest Destiny Child fan, but I said he gonna bring us back together.
Did they bring back? Okay, did they resurrect?
Because I'm David Banks, you don't give a fuck about.
No.
Cypress Hill's back.
You know good and hell well of the era I'm going back into. I'm talking about 74.
I'm talking about the 80s.
What's the brother White that died in from
Maurice Earth? White?
Did they resurrect Maurice White?
Well, then
we ain't talking about nothing.
Hold on, but wait.
Did they resurrect?
This is totally off the subject.
James Brown. Of course it is. Hold on, 1 second.
I'm going with y'all ADD. So you mean to tell me you washed your own gym clothes, but didn't wash mine?
Yeah. All right.
Man, she got us paid good.
Yeah, I just said yeah.
Why would you wash your own? Why you didn't wash mine?
Because I got plans on going to the gym tomorrow. All right. Now that we got that going on. Plans. But yeah, now that we got that going on. We talked a lot about Mike Pence. And I talked about bringing people together with the anti-inauguration. There's an anti-inauguration protest. And Mike Pence wasn't feeling this shit. I love this because this woke me up. As of now, this has been going on since 12 o'clock, midnight last night. I'm not an EDM guy. I talked about R&B, hip-hop, rap, rock. All these bands reunited. A lot of the EDM, electronic dance music, because, you know, as of 12 o'clock, he's a public official. So there's no such thing as private anything about Mike Pence, right?
Yes, indeed.
The LGBT.
What they got to say?
Sponsored a dance party. They said, we don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever your sexual orientation. If you could get out here and dance, you could dance, right?
This is anti-inauguration.
Anti-inauguration. LGBT. Yes.
That makes sense.
And this is a dance protest against the Trump administration, right?
That makes sense.
And a people who use the law in their own advantage is, you know where this protest is taking place? At Mike Pence's house, because he's now a public official. So his private shit ain't private no more. So, if you like Skrillex, what's that thick girl who's shaking it up, Big Frida? Oh, this is going on. This is going on all day. You guys get some bitches going.
That's not a thick girl.
I'm saying now, girl, I know what she is. But they didn't care about your sexual orientation. They had two dudes by his vestibule, like the doorway, chest naked. Nothing up here. Just whatever this is right here. I'm trying to make you cuss. You're not going to look up. Just shouldering it up. If you can lock, drop, that's what it says on the flyer. If you can lock, drop, and pop it, we need you for the LGBT dance party.
You know, the thing that bothers me the most, you're not going to make me cuss.
Right outside Mike Pence's house.
And first off, if my
Mike Pence out there right now with a water hose, trying to get them off his grass.
Okay, that's funny. With a water hose.
It ain't shit you can do about it. Okay. Because you're a public official. Okay, you ain't private no more.
My whole thing with this whole Trump administration from
you don't like Skrillex.
Listen, from Bessie DeVos.
You're like
Bannon. Which we could talk about for hours. Oh!
I still got the big four.
Got a nation.
Okay. I still got the big four. You almost had me with the Bannon thing.
I should have fully had you. Steve Bannon?
No, because I'm trying to keep my focus.
Take me off. Your wife already said we got ADD, and we do. So, but I'm not going to give her the satisfaction.
Chest naked. They chest naked. Now, hold up. What's that other dancer? What's that girl? Remember Kai Toy?
Yeah, I do.
From the know You Make Me Move video.
Yeah.
Now, Kai Toy is heterosexual. She was out there twerking on Mike Pitt's grass.
That girl can't not twerk.
On Mike Pitt's grass. She could not twerk in Atlanta where she's from. She could not twerk.
No.
In Florida.
She cannot not
twerk. Just physically.
She cannot.
Just not. Her very movement.
Cannot not.
She cannot twerk. But she took this show on the road to D.C. on Mike Pitt's grass at the dance party, tearing it up. Now, look, I love my wife. You here? I'm looking at you right in the face.
Listen, stop.
But if Kai Toy
is twerking. Stop. Let me say what I'm going to say before you go on.
I will look. I'm only human.
That's safe.
Look with me.
Yeah,
saw the dance party.
I don't think it's too many women that won't look. My thing is this:
the dance party,
the whole thing. I mean, when you listen to the man's campaign and what he says and what he stands for, almost. 95.7% of myself cannot respect a woman that voted for him.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said
no,
that.
No, you did not!
I'm glad you said that.
I'm not a womanizer, but I...
I got you.
Listen to me.
But I'm glad you said that.
If she wasn't married to you and she said that to me, I hit her.
Yep.
Okay.
And I feel it.
So...
Now, we talked... Look.
Her safety is only because of you.
I feel that. We talked about Big Frida. We talked about Kai Toy. We talked about all these people, right?
Can I say some more?
Okay, because I want you to finish, because I got one more. I'm going for the cussing now.
We've not drank that much. You and I have drank more than this. We've not really been drinking.
I know, but that doesn't mean I'm not going for it.
Okay. I know you're
going to. All right, dude.
And then... Can I just give my heart?
Please speak for the heart.
Just give my heart.
Because I just want to say this next sentence right after you say something super important.
How
this
nigga won, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
How he won Mississippi, it killed me.
I know.
That's the only black state in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi is the blackest state in the nation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about that. Mississippi is probably one of the blackest.
I have candy here. Oh, I had it from my son.
This is the second time she's went down there since I've been in, not today, but in
just in life. I got an immunity to it.
Okay, no, we're not going there. Listen, anyway, Mississippi is the blackest.
If I want to enjoy my candy to myself, I just put
that
in my
Why that candy? At that point,
funny part is
Werther's.
Werther's the oldest nigga candy.
Jesus.
That's the oldest Werther's nigga candy. Listen, I don't, listen, neither one of y'all can ever make old man jokes about me.
I will try.
The oldest nigga candy.
Werther's are one of my favorite candies.
That is the oldest nigga candy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's one of my
That's the candy that
hard ass caramel.
That's the candy that old people at church give to.
That is right.
Along with coffee candy.
That is right.
Yes, y'all do it over there, Bishop. Yes,
well,
y'all
guess
do.
What? This is my favorite.
Hey, I ain't knocking you. Hey, my aunt still giving
this
out.
This is cream savers.
I know. Yeah, because I know them. Those are good.
Mississippi, just go back. Just go back because you can't.
My aunt live on Jefferson off the river. She got a whole jar full. But listen, that's the blackest state in the nation.
Yep.
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
How he won that is beyond me.
I don't know.
Niggas.
I don't know.
Now, this going to sound bad. Can I say it?
Go.
This going to sound
we
bad.
We don't censor.
Niggas in Mississippi, when they want to leave the country, go to another state in the nation. That's how.
That's about right, yeah.
This is what it is. Mississippi is black. Roots and all that, I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's where my family originated from. How this nigga won Florida, where dang near every Mexican and Haitian, and what's some other dark-skinned niggas down there?
Haitian, Dominican.
Dominicans!
Yep.
Darker than me and you, and dang, come on now.
Nah, I'm glad you said that.
Can I finish?
Oh, I'm sorry, there's more. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, nigga, when it ain't.
Because I wanted to tell you something after hearing this.
It's like, and then, you know what? Here's to me the mind boggling thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is. This man, presidency, entering the White House is at 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Between 30 and 40. Let's give it 30.
Okay.
We'd be generous. Let's give it 35.
Okay.
But he got the White House with at least half the nation.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw the vote.
Yeah. Half the nation who didn't vote, that half of that half voted for him. Yeah, I get
And
that.
He goes into, okay, it's beyond me how this man even get it. It's beyond me how he only has 30 when half the nation voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
that's don't why I'm going to hit this. I'm going to hit this next point.
I want you to come on with it because don't get me started on electoral votes.
Here we go. Without jumping into the Electoral College. I'm going to go around the world.
That's a whole other show.
I'm going to go around the world in a day.
I'm with you.
Here it is.
We've
been drinking. You know, I am not a stranger to a good beer.
Yeah, I know.
And locally, depending on where you are locally when you listen to it, I just realized as I said that.
Come on with it now.
You can go to the Gold Spot Brewery. And you can see another band come back together. The same band that President Bush did away with because of their own political agreements and whatever, and prison. Ooh, we're getting Pussy Riot. Got back together. My wife is a fan of Pussy Riot. She know a little thing too about their music. They are back together at the Gold Spot Brewery. I just wanted to throw that again because Pussy Riot has not been together in the last pushing 12 years.
Okay.
They consolidated against Trump. Now, back to what you were saying. Oh, also, another anti-inauguration thing. The ACLU Comedy Jam is...
Okay.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
No, I believe you. I just see where we're going.
All right, that is a real thing, and that starts tomorrow. All right, I just want to put that out there. The reason...
I see what we're doing.
The reason I'm saying this...
And I'm for it. Go ahead.
Is because... Our nation is so divided.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and you asked about Mississippi and you asked about all these other places. Our nation is so divided to the point where everyone thought they were going to get a prize. And I'm using air quotes when I say the word prize for who they voted for. So I never thought I would ever, ever agree with a neo-Nazi. But the neo-Nazis, the top guy, Trevor Trudeau? Trudeau? Look that up.
T-R-U-G-J-O.
Something. My man who's leading and doing the speeches. I don't want to It don't matter if I fuck up his name. He, as of today, made his statement like, I don't know about this Trump guy.
Trevor Trudeau?
Not the Canadian president. But, because he's close.
No.
Trudeau. No.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
The alt-right leader.
She said ADHD. I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. The alt-right leader.
But you did bring up Trudeau.
Trudeau is Canada, but he's against Trump.
But
okay, all right.
But we want to stick on one topic at a time. Come on.
My man today was just like, I don't know about Trump. I don't know if he could keep his focus on what we hold dear. This is a neo-Nazi. He said, I don't want my president. Neo-Nazi, mind you. I don't want my president getting in Twitter fights with Alec Baldwin and the Hollywood
elite. You see they scrubbed his Twitter?
They had to.
They scrubbed the crap out of his Twitter.
They had to.
He ain't never done nothing in his life.
That won't last. But think about what. Hold on.
That won't last long at all.
Look. Me and you.
Me and you.
Obviously, the darkest people in this room.
Yeah.
Let alone this block. Let alone.
Is it a city?
Off the rip. You can take that. There we go. I think we can make the state.
Hey, hashtag.
I think we can make the state.
Can I say this? Hashtag ZL.
Yeah.
Z.I. them hotties.
My man, Z.I. I know Z.I. If you rocking with me, Z.I.
Did you hear what he did to the mortgages?
Hold on. Stay with me.
Hear what he did to the mortgages?
Hold on. Yes. Yes, I did. But wait.
Let's take one.
Go. One sec. What thing at a time? One thing at a time. I know. We'll get to mortgages. All I'm getting at. If me and you, the darkest people, we're going state level at this point.
State level. Okay.
We're going state level.
Come on.
Can sort of, kind of, maybe agree with a neo-Nazi about Trump's real priorities. That's the nation saying, for lack of a better term, this is buyer's remorse. We bit off more than we could chew. And I'm answering your question about the 30-some-odd% that he coming in the office with. So that's why.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
You see what I'm saying? That's why it's so important to the protest. When I talk about protests, I'm like, hold my man feet to the fire. Granted, the LGBT dance party was hilarious.
I mean,
I gotta be honest. Like, seeing Kai Toy.
Granted, LGBT still confuses me, but at the same
look, hey, if y'all paying for the party.
I ain't no problem there.
And Kai Toy and Big Freedia. Is it a twerk competition on Pitt's grass?
But get this though. The thing is this.
It's the Big Freedia thing, isn't it?
No, I got nothing to do with Big Freedia. What I'm about to say ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
It's a bunch of
anti. Chest naked.
It's a bunch of anti.
What's wrong with chest naked? They was chest naked.
It's a bunch of anti-Trump inaugural.
They brought Destiny Child back.
Around. Nigga, listen.
I know.
Listen to me. I don't care how many groups they bring together, man. The nation has never.
Hey, fuck that, man. I do want to hear that. If I could get another Chuck D Public Enemy album out of this, say what you will. I will. That would be the best thing out of this Trump presidency.
Okay, then, nigga. Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Base!
My thing is this.
Hello, can you go?
My thing is this, man. For what this man. Citizen, first off, I'm going to say this. Now, this is going to sound like super strange.
Okay.
In my honest opinion,
you're talking about a guy who just talked about Chuck D coming out of the
I honestly believe this president has in his campaign promoted misogyny, racism,
mm-hmm.
prejudice,
classism, yep.
bigotry, classism, indeed,
sexism,
all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But get this though, I think he's promoted it.
Uh huh.
I don't think that he's racist. Does that make sense? Let me continue.
I understand it. I just don't agree with it.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
and I can agree with that statement. Yeah. I can agree with that statement. No. It's just boiling.
Sam, it's fine.
It's just boiling. You can move that grease off the thing, but I know. Yeah.
But, that's what I'm good.
Yeah, but it's
that's
just
what I'm getting for.
It wasn't okay. Even that close to it.
His plastic and his heat.
On the stove?
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing is this. The thing is this. I just think that this man is not good at articulating what it is he wants to say.
Oh, yeah. That's why Kellyanne Conway is so important.
See, Sam, see.
I know. When we agree, it got to be a goddamn biblical front.
Kellyanne Conway is a different subject altogether.
Yes, she is.
Looks so frazzled.
The greatest flip-flopper known to man.
Kellyanne Conway and Katrina Pearson.
And the woman who has the hardest job for the next 4 years.
Kellyanne Conway, Katrina Pearson, and that lawyer who didn't know that. I forgot his name. It's slipping my mind right now.
No, Kellyanne.
But those two women, have you heard Katrina Pearson?
Yes.
Katrina Pearson, Kellyanne Conway, and we may as well throw in Sarah Palin.
Might as well.
Except for Kellyanne Conway, those other two women are freaking idiots.
Kellyanne Conway
has got to be a genius.
But she...
Because she knows how to fix
curtail
everything.
That bullshit.
Everything.
Was her whole thing, before, I don't want to get too far on Kellyanne, but her whole job before Trump was holding Trump accountable for what he was saying. She was going hard against him.
And she was so good at it.
And she was damn good.
No, she was so good at it.
Pivot. Exactly. That's what they call a pivot.
The spin thing, she never did hold him accountable. She never did. Not once did she ever hold
him. She felt as though it was no point.
Absolutely.
There was no point. Let me do this shit.
And I guess my whole frustration with Trump is not so much that he got elected in, because, okay, we got GW. And then for people who...
I'm worried about that.
George Bush Jr., we got him. We got, prior to him, not Clinton, but then we got his daddy. Mm-hmm. That was kind of in our era, but we weren't paying attention. Mm. Then we got Reagan, who came into presidency when we were born. Okay?
Yeah.
So then when we look at those types of people... It's not so much that we've been in this state before. I guess the most bothersome thing is that I'm an adult now, and I'm aware of what's going on around me, and I'm seeing... Listen, throughout history, we've never had a person like this who has boasted about sexual assault.
Yep.
He was
almost cartoonish.
He was endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan.
It's not the fact that he was in
jail. How? Yes, he was.
Hold on, wait. Hear me out. It's not just the fact
that you didn't say
he was endorsed.
How did he get into office?
He didn't shun it. He didn't say, hey, man, I don't want y'all.
The question is, how did he get into office? And here's why.
I can answer that.
And it's fairly simple. And this is my honest opinion.
Uh-huh.
You and everyone that's listening to you may disagree with me.
Okay.
But just hear me out.
Hey, we got the emails before.
The Republicans are smart. Let me prove my point.
Yeah.
Let me prove what I'm saying. The Republicans are smart. I think I said this last time I was here. Mm-hmm. The Republicans are super smart. While the Democrats and Independents were pissed that Bernie didn't get it, they completely forgot about what they stand for and decided that we were not going to further go on.
But this goes back to what I was saying earlier. Everybody wanted the Obama prize, and I'm using air quotes.
Yeah, you're right.
The Republicans
and Independents were so pissed. Not Republicans. I'm sorry. Democrats and Independents were so pissed that Bernie didn't get it. That they completely forgot about the task. Exactly. Their agenda. But the Republicans said, you know what? And listen, it ain't like all the Republicans wanted Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. A great majority said this dude is bad for the country.
And they know
but
so.
But they said they our agenda so. Is greater than one man.
Yep.
And we'll put
Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan said that.
And we'll put this fool in office and surround him by a basket of deplorables.
Okay.
And you know, AKA what it is we stand for. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, come on, Steve Bannon, the CEO of an alt-right group, that judge who...
Breitbart.
No.
He is in it.
But that judge that was deemed a racist and proven a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Then we got...
DeVos. Then we
got
Rick Perry.
Then
we got...
DeVos.
Hold on, but here's what I want to move to.
They said our agenda is so great. Let's put, at least he's for our party and for our cause. Let's put him in office and then surround him by everything we stand for. And we still get what we want. They got the House, the White House.
The Senate.
Somebody ringing it too.
Most of the Senate.
What's up, man?
But here we go. This is when we move. Now, we can sit down. We can talk about politics all day long. It's Inauguration Day. We got to talk about the parties. Got to talk about what's happening. The celebration of a new leader. Air quotes.
Celebration?
Let's talk about the big four. Yo, girl. No, you know what? I want to start with my dude. I'm not gonna start there.
Okay.
I'm not gonna start there because that's an hour and a half together. But Lupe.
Fiasco?
Lupe Fiasco got his ass chewed out.
Four.
Because Lupe Fiasco saw what he thought was the winning team. And at an inauguration party, I know we over all over the place with this podcast, but it's all come together. These inauguration party, not the anti ones, that brought back fucking Audio Slave. And I am so amped about that. We get another album. Cochise was the shit. I mean that. When I get out there and I work out and I hit that treadmill, Cochise is the shit. But my whole point is, Lupe.
These are signs I'm getting old.
Lupe pulled an audible. Lupe Fiasco pulled an audible at one of these parties, and he made it a for-Trump party because he just threw out an anti-Obama poem in the middle of his set. So Lupe Fiasco saw the writing on the wall. He tried to hedge his bets. You know what I mean? And then he got booed off stage, and the rest is now, well, history. I want to say history, but it was just yesterday, so I don't even know if it's history. Then we got another of the big four, Kanye. Now, I can't, like, I rock with Kanye.
No, I don't. Kanye's returning.
Hold on, hear me out. I rock with Kanye before 808 and Heartbreak. I gave.
I like Kanye graduation.
After that, he all before 808 and Heartbreak. That was the, like, divine line.
Heartbreak was one of my favorite Kanye CDs.
And that was probably the last, because that was the last time we gave a fuck about Kanye as a nation.
Yeah, yeah. The Illuminati's after Kanye.
But my man went after Trump. He did all the shucking and jiving.
Can I get another beer?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Another beer, please.
Grab one of them Sam Adams. But
so I need the Bud Light. The Bud Light, please.
I think you drank the last one.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Sam Adams the word. Thank you.
Boston Lager. I know my man ain't down with the cherry wheat.
We don't do all that.
He not a cherry wheat guy.
He not a nothing guy. Like,
I know. It's BK, man. I mean, like, this is plain as plain get.
That's all I drink when I come over.
But when it come down to it, my man Kanye. Dyed his hair, did all the shit.
Oh, no wonder.
Did my man? Oh, we gonna need that bottle opener. My man been trying to open this shit for the last.
Been twisting
his finger. Yeah, I
know.
Yeah, I want to cut him up. Kanye cut his.
Thank you very much, though.
His hair is all blonde and all that other good shit.
Kanye hair is blonde now. Oh. I ain't seen that nigga.
Yeah.
I just been listening to this nigga
straight
talk.
Straight from the institution, mental institution. Trump.
That nigga met Trump, made his hair blonde.
Yes, sir.
I gotta go smoke.
And now that we know this, did not get axed for the inauguration parties that's currently happening.
Surprise!
Yep.
I wouldn't ask that nigga to come over there either, nigga. He crazy.
Then it moves to the number three of the big four.
Come on with it. What's up?
My man, Steve Harvey. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, I like Steve Harvey. I want to make that plain. I do. He's a king of comedy. As a person who has had half of the living king of, okay, excuse me, a third of the living kings of comedy on his podcast.
First off, that nigga.
Hold on. I want to be fair. Fair. It's going to come. I understand what he was trying to do, but I want to say this with the utmost respect, Steve Harvey. Dude, I'm not buying what you're selling. I'm not, like, I have been very critical about Steve Harvey, not because we're against each other. I don't think me and Steve Harvey are against each other. He's a radio show host. He's a TV show. Hell, I can't turn on Channel 62 without seeing him. I'm a podcaster. I am in no way in competition with Steve Harvey. But I'm not, man, and I mean this with the utmost respect. I'm not buying what you're selling. When he came out with those books, I said it to my wife. She wanted to go see the movie. She wanted to buy the books. She wanted to do all that cool stuff that she listened to. I told her, my wife, I'm not buying what he's selling. I can't trust a man who's been divorced 2 times and on his 3rd marriage about how I'm supposed to raise my relationship. I'm not buying what he's selling. I said, Steve Harvey, I rock with his show. I listen to it on the way to work. If I do not have a Chris Hardwick ready, if I do not have an Alicia Tyler rally, if I do not have a What the Fuck podcast with Mark Maron.
Alicia Tyler is funny.
If I do not have any of these podcasts ready on my way to work, I will listen to Steve Harvey. But that doesn't mean I'm buying what he's selling. I see the hookup.
Take his pants off.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, go ahead.
To the bathroom. I love it. Oh, I love it. Man, Lord have mercy.
I said I'm not buying what he's selling. I respect his body of work. I applaud his body of work. And I only strive to be his body at work, but at the end of the day, guy, he's good with aim.
That's what I'm talking about. That boy took a piss from the dough.
At the end of the day, I'm not buying what he's selling. So when he meeting with Steve Harvey, Trump, that is.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the he I'm talking about is when you meet with Steve Harvey, I get it. I understand it. It's the president. Like, this is the first time ever. There's a lot of new shit going on with this president. It's the first time we got to ask which one. When you finna go and you finna say, I'm finna meet with the president, we're going to talk about some stuff, which one?
Well, he met with Obama like 5 times.
Hear me out, though. That's why I say we ask that question. Which one?
Oh, I agree with you so far. 110%.
Like, I am a podcaster. When we talk, it's going to hit roughly 40,000 people who will hear my voice. And I thank these people, and I thank them for listening to me. I thank them for keeping me in business. But at the end of the day, if I said I, Sam McClain, am going to meet with the president, and we're going to talk about some issues, and we're going to talk about these things, I'm pretty sure one of them emails is going to come back. Which one? Make sense?
I agree 100%. I do.
So when he meet with... with Trump, a lot of people was like, fuck it. Black Twitter. Black Twitter said, oh, take that in the room, my man. Go. So, a lot of Black Twitter was like, he cooning the buffoon? And I said, no, he not. He just don't know the fucking boulder that he's going against.
When you say boulder, you talking in the context of what? Of what?
Here's what I mean by boulder.
What's the boulder?
Here's the boulder. You don't matter, guy.
No, who?
Steve Harvey. When I say you don't matter, you get up there and you can talk to, Trump about neighborhoods. You can talk about, and I understand his intent, and I'm down with his intent. But here's the deal with Trump. Trump is always down for the fuck a while. He's always down. It's like a... it's like, who's my black friend? Thumbs up.
Who's my, that's my African American.
Yes.
Did he not say that?
He met with him, Kanye.
Wayne T. Jackson.
Okay.
Ow! Tasha!
You right over?
Can I go smoke?
Well, I'm going to do a commercial with you. Do a commercial.
Wayne T. Jackson. That nigga.
Okay. All right.
I've not cussed.
You have not. You have led up to. But hear me out. Before you get on Wayne T.
Wayne.
Here's my point.
I see what you're doing.
And I'm only sticking with the Big Four because Wayne T. ain't on my list. When I say the Big Four, is because Trump is only meeting with entertainers and athletes.
That is true.
Now,
at least it's what it perceived as.
When it comes down to the black community, you need to meet with social leaders, social scientists. You need to meet with these guys to figure out what's going on in the black community. Why didn't you meet with Cornel West instead of Kanye West?
Come on, West.
Why didn't you meet with these guys?
Come on.
Like, and when I say Steve Harvey.
You know what? Can I interject?
Go ahead, man.
My thing is this.
You just want the photo op.
What? Monday. Was it Monday?
Yeah,
King's birthday? That was King's birthday.
Yep, Monday just passed, yes.
King's birthday.
You met with Martin Luther King Jr., or excuse me.
The third.
And
now he met with him. Here's my problem. On the offset, that doesn't look like a decent thing.
Okay.
My whole thing is, when on that day, he should have been, I don't want to say protesting. Now I'm Martin Luther King III protesting.
No, just first off, I acknowledge the fucking day.
Yo, Daddy! Yes!
I would have said, just acknowledge
that. That's kind of what I wanted to say.
I couldn't think of how I could say it without cussing. No,
the thing is, this is your daddy's day. And on your daddy's day, when we should have been talking about civil rights, the progression of black people, and not just blacks, but all people,
yes.
You decide to fly and make time in your schedule to go to New York to meet with Trump. When, if anything, this is just me, if my daddy was king, if anything, because king wasn't no regular cat.
Nah. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't just no regular cat. He did a whole lot. The nigga's birthday is a national holiday.
Yeah.
If that was my daddy, no. You make an appointment with me to come to where I am so we can sit down and talk.
I'm not
going to see you. That's only one of the issues I got with King the Third. That nigga.
Yep.
That nigga.
Yep.
You almost got me.
But that's what I'm getting at with Steve Harvey.
So let's talk about King the Third with our cousin.
Now this goes back.
Am I right? Do you know what King the Third is talking about?
Now this goes back to what I was going on with Steve Harvey. I understand the intent of what you was doing. But when I look at it, dude, Steve Harvey, and I look up to him. I think he's great.
I still like Steve.
That don't mean I don't like him.
I'm 50-50 with the brother, though.
But I have always, now you can go back in the archives of this podcast, I have always been critical of Steve because at the end of the day, we all fall into what is called self-preservation. Let me explain.
Agreed.
Self-preservation.
100% agreed.
Now, when people saw Steve with Trump and they called him coon, they called him this, they called him that, I'm like, my God, y'all got such short memories. I don't know if y'all remember this, but Steve Harvey was the host of the last few Miss Universe pageants. Miss Universe is a thing that is held by Trump.
Owned.
So, my man, when it come down to them tax breaks and the stuff that Trump promised, Harvey is right in line for that.
Oh, it's not even just that. I mean,
now, I'm just saying on the surface level.
No, that's exactly what I was about to allude to. Because when Trump talks about small business tax breaks, he ain't talking about the mom and pop stores. Do you know, in our nation,
he talking about good enough.
No. In our nation, a small business is considered a small business when it's making the minimum of $35 million a year.
There it is.
So that doesn't do.
Believe it or not,
indeed include the brother.
Now we sit here and we talk. We wax poetic. I am not a small business. Granted, I know 40,000 people are listening to me.
We are at least collectively $500,000 a year. We would not be.
We're not a small business.
We wouldn't.
Now
we don't even scratch the surface.
I understand the people who listen to me and shout out. You know what? I want to give a shout out to this because Big Larry, you sent me that fucking email that almost made me cry. You are listening to me at work in your cubicle right now. Big Larry, you know who you are. And fuck it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is Big Larry Alaskan?
I don't know. It's an email. Big Larry.
Big Larry could be a woman.
It could be. Enjoy yourself. I guess if Larry is a thing. Like, Big Larry right now is in Kansas City, Missouri, listening to me right now.
I'm happy for you, McClain.
In Kansas City,
I'm very happy for you.
In his cubicle, and he is fist pumping. I can only guess he's fist pumping. He's high fiving these motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. Next to him. I can only guess because I gave him a shout out. You know,
fist bumping.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm concerned about your well-being.
Yeah.
You said fist pumping.
Same thing.
I don't know what that could mean.
This. You see my hand?
Fist pump.
Fist bump, whatever. Okay. He is hype as hell in his cubicle right now.
All right, Larry, control yourself, brother.
Keep your job. I don't want you to lose your job. When I see this and people are listening to us, that's a good feeling to me. But at the end of the day, government regulations, this is a fucking hobby. This is a hobby.
Government regulation?
Yeah, when we're talking about small business and whatever, this is a hobby. This regulates as a hobby. This podcast that we're doing currently. Okay. Yeah, this is a hobby. And I'm down with the people like Big Larry who's listening to me. I sure an email. It did make you bring a tear to my eye. But either way, my point is, when those small business loans get whatever, you said $35 million, you could make that. Steve Harvey is in that bracket.
Steve Harvey's well above that bracket.
But he's still in it.
All I said was the minimum is for considered nationally for small businesses is $35 million.
But that's what I said. I said he's in it. So when you
you're talking to Trump. I'm sorry, you're right.
And you putting this thing together, at the end of the day, is self-preservation because you're looking out for you. And unfortunately, when you look out for you, you don't look at the big picture. The big picture is what you represent. Now,
if you claim to represent the folk.
Exactly.
You don't. If you claim to represent the folk of, let's just take our city. You claim to represent the folk of our city. You claim to represent the folk of the inner city of our city.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't talking to niggas that's making $35 million a damn year.
All right, now let's take a guy like Big Larry, who's listening to this in his cubicle. Hopefully, I'll be in tune now.
Yeah, let's talk.
But all right, Big Larry, you still listen to him. He is still fist pumping because this is the second shout out in the same goddamn podcast.
Good evening,
Big Larry, the guy. But Big Larry just listened to us in his cubicle. And to him, my voice is the voice of what he can say
and don't
have the platform.
I see your point.
As Steve Harvey has. So when Steve Harvey does this thing, he was very critical. But as I said eloquently at the start of this podcast, I'm not buying what you're selling. There's a lot of Big Larrys in this world who's listening to Steve Harvey, who was very critical about Trump. During the last 2 years, and I'm being generous, it was about a year and a half of elections and just plain campaigning.
Yes.
About this. They were very critical about him, but when it came down to him personally, he met with him. Now, here's my thing, and I'm not telling him what he do with his life. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some emails about this, and I would like to talk to the man himself. And I'm saying this straight up. You call it a challenge.
I really want to hear what you got to say.
You call it a challenge. You call it whatever you want. I would like to talk to the man himself, Steve Harvey. Sit across from me in my form and yours. I really don't give a fuck. When it come down to it, I hold him personally responsible because just on a timeline basis, you knew when fuck you was going to talk to Trump on Friday. You were on the radio on Wednesday and Thursday.
As a black person, I
really want to make this challenge.
I really want this challenge.
You can add on. I want an answer. You went to one-on-one with Trump to get an answer for your own personal well-being. I know you're on TV. I know you're listening. I know there are people who listen to you who listen to me. We have a crossover audience. I will say this to you. I would like the opportunity just for the answer. Because you can't go and then cry wolf and say you disappointed because it's your birthday. I'm saying this to Steve Harvey straight up. Why the fuck you didn't say this on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning when you was on TV, when you was on radio?
You was loud as shit though.
About Trump. Why didn't you say you were going to meet with him.
That got me to cut.
Why didn't you say?
Are you
I know. I'm bothered by that myself. But what I'm saying is, why didn't you
talk to this nigga for an hour?
Why didn't you at least give the people? I understand it's your personal business, but at the end of the day, you were super hypercritical. Okay. You were more critical on Trump than I was.
Indeed.
And you didn't say this to say you were at least going to meet with him. Why didn't you say it?
Let me say this here.
And that's it. That's
You called it a challenge. I forgot. That's not
go ahead.
I feel like you, Steve Harvey, I really got to peep up and drink,
but go ahead.
I feel like he has a responsibility to black people.
Man, stop. Listen, you have been 110% in my head about what I've been wanting to say.
I feel like this. In chapter 32 of my life.
I don't want you to talk anymore because you're taking all my talking points.
In chapter 32 of my life, I'm just going to say what I mean and mean what I
say. AARP.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I feel like Steve Harvey has a responsibility to black people.
I'm 32. I'm sorry.
And that, you know, because we support him. We go hard for Steve Harvey. Now, we go hard for President Obama, but Steve Harvey up there with Oprah and President Obama is people that black people go
Harvey
hard for.
Harvey been in before Obama.
And my whole thing is this.
I'm with you.
I felt like he knew. It didn't just come. You had to fly to New York to meet this man. You base yourself out of Atlanta and Chicago. Those are the two metropolises that, I hate to use the word like that, those are the two metropolitan cities.
Yeah.
I hate to say metropolis.
That was that nigga.
I wasn't trying to say that.
We are from the same state, ladies and gentlemen.
That you we are from the same city. A city of. You are in two major cities.
Don't judge my friends.
That
wife.
Black people are in. So you knew that you were going when you were on the radio. You have a Twitter account. You could have said, look, I'm going to be so you don't hear from nobody but me.
Right.
And what you are about to see. You may get upset, but I want you to understand why I'm doing it.
Right. I see where you're going.
I'm going to meet with Donald Trump today.
Yes, indeed.
We are going to discuss A, B, and C. I'm sorry if many of you don't understand why I made this choice.
Yes, ma'am.
But pray for me as I pray for you.
And that would have been the end of it. Honest to God, I know hindsight is 2020. I know hindsight is 2020. But for a person... Look, I said it straight up. I'm not buying what you're fucking selling. I said it because you knew the blowback.
I haven't seen Oprah meet with him.
Is that worth those candy stealing you?
I was checking to make sure I had no money there.
Like,
stop. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you real. Like, it's real. It's all real. Like, I know. We're making, like, super heavy points, and a person is pulling worthless originals out of
like, my best friend acknowledged something. Okay, so it's fine.
You know.
Okay.
As a black person.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Donald Trump is now doing what everybody else said Hillary was doing from day one. He's pandering.
He has to.
Because he know he done said some jacked up stuff.
I mean... So
let me get your black person. See, I'm home, Steve Harvey. That's your guy. I got him. Black people, don't be mad at me. That's what I said, black people.
Yep.
We ain't got to worry about Trump. Okay? We don't. Like, I think as black people, we are good.
Look, it don't
We've
even,
been here before.
Look, we've been here...
Didn't Chappelle say that? And that nigga went wrong.
Yes, sir. But
that's
like,
my point.
But
just,
look,
black people just don't look for handouts from the government.
We ain't never got them.
And but, I'm not talking about no aid, no DHS. I'm not talking
welfare.
About that stuff. I'm
no,
not talking.
That's
about
That's not
that.
What we're talking about. No. Those
I'm
are government
about, don't
granted.
Don't sit and wait. If you're going to college,
there it is.
Don't sit and wait for the just thinking like, oh, he gone. They
She's
gonna
taking
make
on talking
point.
Your wife is taking on my
Go,
talking point.
Go take your tail to college.
Come with more. Back up.
Like people get mad at me.
People
get mad at me when I say I'm not in agreement with affirmative action. And I tell you
why. All right. Before we jump.
I'm making a point.
Go ahead.
And I'll tell you why. Because now you are only letting me do this because I am black. Not because of the accomplishments that I've made thus far. Not because of my high GPA. Or not because I've got into such and such. You are only letting me do this because I'm black. That's why I'm against it. when that's equal rights across the board. So that's why we as black people are going to have to get up and get our own. Period and point blank. Can't look for a handout. You can't look for affirmative action to carry you to this. You can't look for this person to carry this. Obama is not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. Period and point blank. Yeah. So, black folks, quit being lazy. Get up and do you. If you want to start a business, start that business.
And all right. I think what the wife is saying is also, and I agree with what she just said.
Yeah, because
there's a difference between affirmative action and then reparation.
Okay.
A big difference. Reparations is what you owe. Mm-hmm. Affirmative action is what you think you should be given.
Yep.
She's 100% correct.
Now, here's what I'm talking about. Hey, I agree with everything you guys just said, but I made a challenge to Steve Harvey because I would love to talk to him about this. But at the end of the day,
you'll be the first.
I know there's tons of people better than me in this line, but I will say this: with Trump and social scientists, if you want to break it down and you just want to say make it black versus white, why don't you talk to white social scientists? Where's your Tim Wise? Where's your Noam Chomsky? Where's your Matthew Desmond? Where's your Peter Berger? People who understand the black community struggles, who may not themselves be black. They know what's up. But no, my man is down for...
John Stewart.
Like us. All right.
Bill Maher?
I tried to make it non-Jewish, but that was a weird... But
hey. Bill Maher only...
You know what? I give it to him. You know what?
Women. You know how many white men have sex with black women?
Yes, I step.
All I'm saying is, I'll give it to him.
You can't deny it.
But Trump is down for the fucking picture.
This is my last drink.
So, I'm not cussing. I say this right now. Yeah, I believe it or I'll fucking see it. But...
You're not gonna make me do it, nigga.
That challenge is out there to Steve Harvey. Don't get me wrong. I still fucking respect what he do.
Oh, absolutely respect Steve Harvey.
I do like what you do.
You got to respect Steve
Harvey. But on this case, dude, I'm not buying what you're selling.
Now, here it is.
And we got number four, the big four. Hit three of the big four, but go ahead.
Let me comment on Steve.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It hurt, don't it?
No, not really, because everything you said, I don't disagree with. I'm like 90% with you.
Really?
And here it is. Here it is. Let's take a person who... Okay.
No, go ahead. Yeah. Still...
Let's take a person, McClain, that does cocaine. Mm-hmm. And in front of you... No. Let's go further. Or lesser, depending on where you are and who you are. Okay. Heroin. You gotta cook heroin. You gotta kind of cook it because you gotta turn it to liquid and then put it in the
Please
vein.
Don't give the recipe right? on this motherfucker.
Okay.
So, it's already cooking. You just melted it.
Exactly.
So let's do heroin.
What?
Somebody the batter represent.
Let's not do heroin. But let's say a person that does heroin in front of you. Say that person sitting down.
Okay.
Does heroin in front of you. While they're doing it, they're talking to you about how you shouldn't do this.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're telling you not to do it while doing it in front of you. Is that bad advice?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because heroin is bad, regardless of the person that's doing it. It's like a person murdering somebody in front of you. Hey, nigga, don't kill this person, but I'm killing this person in front of you. Murder is bad, but I'm about to murder this person. It's bad.
Now, you understand there's a mixed message.
No, it's not mixed. I'm about to tell you. This is why it's not mixed. Because we know doing heroin is bad. We know murder is bad. Even if the person in front of us is murdering someone or doing heroin, it's bad. Mm-hmm. Now, how we perceive it is what's the issue. It is hard to take advice from somebody who does heroin to not do heroin.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It is hard to take advice from somebody who does murder on telling you not to murder. It's hard.
What's the old saying?
Do as I say, not as I do. Yep. That don't necessarily mean that the advice I'm giving you is bad, even though I'm doing it. That
That I can understand that aspect. It is much easier to take advice from someone.
Well, don't forget my note.
It is much easier to take advice from someone who is practicing what they're preaching while giving you the advice on what they practice. Much easier. You and I,
mm-hmm.
we've only been married once.
Yep.
Well, however, no, there was this one.
Nigga, you ain't tell me.
I wish. I got to be honest. I need a standard.
I was
probably
the lead right
here.
Yeah. Standard, baby, because let me tell you something. You get you one of these little thoughts. I told you going to be eating ramen noodles and chicken strings.
I got to be honest. Step the game up. Make sure that don't happen.
Negro, you just ain't. You had stuff.
Hey, your hero got divorced three times. This is Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey ain't my hero.
All right, then.
So, in that respect, like I say, it is much easier to take advice from someone who's practicing what they're preaching.
Gotcha.
Rather than giving advice about something that they don't practice.
And that's where I go back. But at the same time,
if I'm doing heroin telling you not to do it, am I right? I am.
You right?
Think about it.
Yeah.
I am right.
You are right.
So, I know, and I am right.
You are right.
You would prefer that I follow my own advice.
I will hope you would do so. But
no, I'm no hope, nigga. I see what you're saying. You see what I'm saying? So, from that respect, I can see Steve. I can see him.
He's
been married three times. Right?
Mary, divorced.
Marcy,
divorced
and
twice.
Marjorie.
Yeah, our names had to start with M.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
And I ain't gonna lie to you. To me, he hit the money pot with Marjorie because, first off, Marjorie is fine as hell and she's smart. So, from that respect,
but they say try again.
I can see try again.
Three.
Because I don't want the nigga to get divorced from Marjorie. Marjorie is fine as hell.
Y'all niggas don't have Steve Harvey money, so.
Is that what it takes? Because that's a whole podcast.
Okay, no, I take it back.
Is that what it takes?
I was about to get real misogynistic on this one.
No, I was going to go the other way.
Here we go. From that respect, I can feel the brother. Just because he's given that type of advice, even. I personally think if a man has done drugs, he's qualified to tell me on why I shouldn't I do it.
Yeah, because
if a man has been divorced, he's more than willing to tell me on how I can avoid divorce, even if he's been divorced twice.
Makes sense.
So, from that respect, I get him. Let's talk about Trump.
But like I said,
let me finish.
I'm not buying what he's selling, man.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% against that.
Okay.
This is the only reason I can see why Steve met with Trump. First off, because of what your wife said.
Self-preservation, man.
No.
That was me. I said self-preservation.
I'm sticking with what your wife said. Actually, no, I'll take that back. No, your wife didn't say that. She said
no, that was me.
No, nigga. No, that wasn't
self-preservation.
You. That's not you. Listen to me. I'm talking about what your wife said. She said post-President Lick Trump. She said President Lick Trump, not post-President Trump.
Gotcha.
So I get that. My thing is this. Now let's talk about post-President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
President-elect, put whoever name you want there.
Mm-hmm.
You are the post-President-elect of the nation. Mm-hmm. Especially when you are in a position like Steve is.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you, hey, this is Donald Trump. Let me talk to McClain.
Yep.
Oh! Give me 5 minutes. I'm going over his house.
Yep.
And whichever one of y'all is here is going to take that phone call.
There it is. Yeah, you're right. You're right on.
And if you at wherever you got to be, mm-hmm. or if she here, or vice versa,
mm-hmm.
both of y'all got the same damn last name, one of y'all going to take this phone call, and one of y'all is getting paid to go fly over to wherever the hell he is to go meet him and talk to him.
I've been in that situation.
Y'all
going to
do it.
Yes.
I gotta say something.
This is like
off the And
then, and now, from the man's point of view, pause. From your point of view,
okay,
and from generally the black population point of view,
okay,
I can see where they feel this man
slighted, man,
cooned, because
I don't even think he cooned. That's what's interesting about this.
Then you the only nigga.
Oh, hear me out. In the macro sense, yeah, he did. He totally cool.
Okay, but macro sense. I got that.
When I say self-preservation,
Nigga, that ain't what I said.
I thought you was fueling off of what I just said. No.
I didn't say self-preservation. I heard what you said about self-preservation.
When I said I don't think he cooned.
Nigga, make sure he's still in the public eye. Self-preservation. I got that part.
Okay, all right. You see what I'm saying?
Like, Steve Harvey, he's always going to be in the public eye. Family Feud.
And now that's that.
Steve Harvey. All right.
Me and you on the same page.
Nephew Tommy wasn't born until Steve Harvey. All right.
Me and you on the same page.
Nobody's saying that.
Because that's what I'm saying.
When we talk about this presidency in the black community, 99.9% of the black community feel like the nigga coon.
Okay.
Here is where I see both sides.
I do.
And I'm that. That's what you say. Not 70-30, not 60-40. I'm that. You know, give one to take to the left or the right, one in the middle. Well, I can understand. Okay, I see what the brother's doing.
That's what I said.
The brother grew up down south in a city ghetto.
Self-preservation.
And all he want to do is help with hood. Now, when I heard that he said that, when he said Donald Trump told me, what do you want? And he said he want to help with urban inner city development. Okay.
I'm with that.
To me, what I heard is this, and this is not taking no disrespect from Steve, no prestige away from Steve, none of that. What I heard was this. Nigga, first off, like you say, self-preservation. And, nigga, I want what I do to remain in history.
There it is.
So if you're saying you want to help
one-on-one
with urban development, that means you want a seat at the big table with me.
Mm-hmm.
So... And I think, in a sense, this is what most of your listeners and most of the black population, Latino population,
yep.
And let's not even leave out the white people who didn't vote for Trump, who see our struggle.
Yep.
Like the Black Lives Matter movement, that is taken so much out of the context, it's almost sickening.
Yeah.
It does not mean that Black Lives Matter only. It means that we matter also. Simple.
Hold on. And just little asterisks on that. Just little asterisks.
Come on.
There's more white people in Black Lives Matter than there are black people.
There are more white people who did not vote for Trump.
There it is. I'm saying this.
A lot of niggas voted for Trump.
When it comes down to...
Please go.
Go. Come back. Like, what I said this earlier. I'm not buying what he's selling. It's because he knew what was up. And look, maybe I can't speak for him, but when I go through something and I'm on his mic, mm-hmm. if something anywhere near the vicinity of the topic I'm talking about, it's pretty much, I always put myself in the shoes of the person who listened to, because this is a perfect outlet. This is a perfect way of finding someone who may agree with me or may disagree with me. I talk about it. I mean it when I say we are one. We are legion. We are people who listen to me, and I thank every motherfucking person who does that. Mm-hmm. So there's someone in the 40, and I'm being generous, in the 40,000 people that I talk to on a weekly basis, somebody out of that 40 will say, Sam, I hear you, ... That Sam, I hear you may come from Sam, I hear you, but maybe you approach this wrong. Sam, I hear you, I'm 100% with you. However that come out. Now, I'm looking at Steve. Now, I look at Steve as a big brother, but I'm looking at, I still do, even though that shit happened, I still do. He knew what was about to happen. I'm only weekly.
Sickening that.
We
think we know. We do not know 100% he's going to meet with Donald Trump. Know that.
Wait.
We don't know that.
You mean to tell me.
I was very shocked, actually.
Oh, you mean to tell me this. Look, man.
I'm not shocked he met with Obama.
I'm not shocked so he met Obama. And I
I'm not 100% sure that he knew he was going to meet with Donald. It's like what's that dude? Gumbel, when he met with Bush.
Okay.
Let's look at that. We did not know necessarily that's going to happen.
Okay.
We did not know necessarily that's going to happen, but
okay.
We not went so thrown off right. by it.
Now, here's
why. We don't know that.
Here's why I call bullshit on that. We live in a digital age. My wife said it best. Let's say you went on the radio. Let's say you went on TV. Now, I can't turn on 62 without seeing Steve Harvey. I can't turn it on pretty much a channel without just seeing a little, hey, Steve Harvey hosting this. I can't do that, right? Me and you agree in the same world. In the mornings, you said on the way to work. I personally said it. I'm a podcaster, and I support podcasters. So I'm going to listen to Nerdist. I'm going to listen to blah, blah, blah. And throughout those people,
right,
they going to show up.
Right.
Steve himself is in that list. In the world of social media, mm-hmm, and the audience he have, I can't see a world where he didn't throw that tweet out there. I can't see a world where he don't say that Instagram. I can't see that.
I see your point. But the thing is, don't know that he was.
I don't know.
He was going to talk to
Trump. Okay. It's
unfair.
Here's why I say I don't know. I don't know because I'm not him. And I don't know his schedule.
It's relatively simple and easy to figure out why you don't know.
Now, here's why I say it was, in lack of a better term, irresponsible of the execution. Oh. I understand.
Okay, I get that.
I understand the premise of why you're doing it. I'm saying the execution, because even in the execution of it, why are you going to have the press conference after the fact?
After the fact of what?
After the fact, you had this meeting. You said President Obama sent you. Me and you.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
He said Obama sent him to talk to Trump?
President Obama said
President Obama sent me to talk to you.
Yes, he did. Pull it up.
Steve Harvey said that.
Yes, he did.
I wish I could pull it up.
So if you got a phone right in front of me.
I'm still talking to you.
All right.
But no, here's my
thing. Hold on, wait.
President Obama said was that give President Trump a chance.
Is that what you're talking about?
Hold on, Obama sent me?
I'm going both ways.
Nah, hold on, wait.
I'm 100% for.
Don't.
Because Trump's success don't is our success.
Don't confuse it. We got two different point of views. Me and my wife, we got.
Did she talk yet? We've been talking for like the longest.
Hear me out.
Huh? You get your statement yet? Because he and I have been talking for
I was just going to talk about the.
All I'm getting at.
Pay attention to body language. That's all I was
going to say. All I'm saying, in the point of views.
Agreed.
And when
agreed.
I say the point of view,
now when you're done, we're gonna jump
in the body language.
I'm going by
what he said.
Your wife has been 100% all night.
She's been on it. But what I'm saying is, I'm going by what the man said. If I'm supposed to give him a chance, I gotta listen to what he says as law.
Does that mean that Obama sent me to talk to you? That's what you said.
That's what he said.
He said, Steve Harvey said Obama sent me to talk to you.
Yes, he said.
I was doing what President Obama asked me to do. Okay.
Now, is that coinciding with giving you a chance? Is that what we're talking about?
That could be.
I'm doing what President Obama said to do.
Hold on, wait.
After Obama said, give President
That could be the speech. That could be the speech
but
he gave.
But the man said.
Hold on, wait. That's why I'm giving it, because I'm not him. I don't know.
No, I'm going off what you said.
Are you saying that
Steve Harvey said that Obama sent me to talk to you?
Yes.
That's what Steve Harvey said.
That's what he said to people listening.
That's what he said to the camera. Obama
asked me to do.
Yes.
No, that's not what he just said.
He said
Steve Harvey sent me to talk to you. Now, if you're saying that Steve Harvey said...
I'm only going by what he said.
Okay, cool. Now, I got two different objectives.
Yes.
Now, she say that I'm only doing that what President Obama told me to do was to give you a chance.
Yes.
You said he sent me to talk to you. Which one is right?
Both of them.
I'm going to tell you.
That can't be right.
Pull it up, because that's what he said.
Steve Harvey said Obama sent me to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Pull it up.
Okay.
But here's what...
I haven't had to read what he said.
Now, here's what I'm getting at. Are you looking at that speech?
Did you get a call?
What Steve Harvey said.
Our president...
This is a quote, right?
Okay.
All right, I want you to say yes.
He said our president, Obama, asked that all of us sit down and talk to one another in order to move our country forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
the host of Family Feud,
right?
Steve Rojo.
I go over
transition
that.
Teams on both sides asked me to meet, and I'm glad I did.
See that?
That's not what you said.
See,
that's not what you said.
He did. Sam just. He just.
I'm going by what he said.
Exaggerate.
Embellished it.
I did. All I'm getting at is if you Sam, said.
He said it, but you.
Hold on, hold on, wait. I feel the little hair up your ass that says I'm a liar.
No.
I feel it.
I, no,
but that's what he's getting into.
You embellished the story.
But that's what I'm getting at.
No.
When I'm looking at TV, that's what I see.
No. What you read is what is done.
That's what he said.
Now, on both sides.
He added that the president-elect seemed very open to mention efforts across the country.
Yes.
Okay.
I walked away feeling like I had just talked with a man who genuinely wants to make a difference in this area. Mm-hmm. I feel that something greatly could come out of this.
I think that right there just brought us back to...
Now, we're back to square one.
Now... Read that last... No,
one more time. I want to read that one more time.
I'm going to read the whole quote. I'm going to read the whole thing.
One more time.
Our president asks that all of us sit down and talk to one another in order to move our country forward.
Okay.
The transition teams on both sides asked me to meet, and I'm glad I did. Okay. I found
That's
him in our meeting both congenial and sincere.
Trump
wants to help with the situations in the
inner cities. That is what I'm getting at.
So he immediately got Dr. Ben Carson on the phone to put us together.
To begin dialogue
and looking at programs and housing to help our inner cities. And he's very open to my mentoring efforts across the country.
And that's
I walked away feeling like I just had just talked with the man who genuinely wants to make a difference in this area.
Yes.
I feel that really great could come of this. I will sit down with him anytime.
Tell me when you're done.
That's what Steve asked the whole thing.
Now,
what him say on the show.
That's what he said. Now, what I'm saying, point blank, 110,000%.
Okay.
That speech was given on a Wednesday. He was on radio on Thursday. And you didn't say none of this shit. If you went there on Friday.
He didn't say that first initially on his radio show.
He didn't say that.
No.
He didn't say that on Thursday.
He was on CNN, and then he was on The View.
That's correct.
That's when he said that.
He didn't say that on Thursday. That's a speech President Obama gave.
Let me get some ice.
On Thursday. On Wednesday. Sorry. I want to mix that up. President Obama gave that speech on a Wednesday night. He was on radio on Thursday, and he was on radio on Friday, and he didn't say he was meeting with Trump. Look. I am John Q. Public, and he don't have to tell me his public dossier. But if you want me to believe that that's what you were really doing, why didn't you say that before you went there instead of after the fact when you got the backlash?
This is exactly why it is hard for me to believe that there is. It's hard for me to believe. I didn't say anything out there.
Okay.
But I listen to Steve religiously.
Mm-hmm.
I have not once heard him say, unless he was joking, that he is for Donald Trump or endorsed Donald Trump.
Now, I said this a year ago on this very podcast. I heard the criticism, and I get it, and I understand it. But my man was hired by Trump. So look at his... Yes.
Okay.
Those beauty pageants. The Miss Universe pageants.
Oh, okay. That.
I said, he does own them. If you was hired by my man. Look, let me put it this way. Now, if I get out there and I want to run for high political office, right? Which is interesting because I've said on this podcast, I can't run for political office based on the fact of what I talk about on this podcast. Yeah, and if I ran for political office, you'd be shocked. And me and you, we tighter than leather. We in there. We like this.
Indeed.
If you came on your radio show, if you had one, and ridiculed me, I know it's unjust. What do you think Trump and Steve Harvey's doing? I know, like, I rock with you since day one. We sit here, we are seriously drinking whiskey, drinking beer, going back and forth with each other. And if I heard during the time of my political rise to power or whatever, and I hear the BK radio show, and BK radio show is like, Sam full of shit, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I know there's a little bit of just in that, but when I talk to you, me and you, like we talking right now, you're like, oh man, it was all a joke. I'd be okay with that.
Okay, here we go, here we go. So now we're talking, okay, you talking about something that we ain't got time for on your show right
I
now.
No, man, we're extra about, innings right now.
Right now, we're talking about something grander than the inauguration. Because quiet as it's kept.
That's why I'm keeping it to the big four. I want to keep it in this arena.
Quiet as it's kept, like Clinton and
Trump
are related. So if we were,
who related?
Yeah,
Clinton and Trump are related.
Yeah,
just like Obama and Cheney, they're related.
You see the light bulb that just went off,
McClain?
You see that light bulb?
I can still be here all night.
All right, here it is.
And I don't even think you got that much liquor up there.
All right. Four to big four. You see how we hit three, and now you're back where I'm at. That's why I said I'm not buying what you're selling. You believe what I'm saying now, right?
Not fully.
Now I get it.
But
you have.
I do see your point.
You're not buying what I'm selling.
But I do see your point. I'm just saying we can't say that the brother ain't doing X, Y, and Z because we don't know him.
There it is.
The second time.
Without him.
It's not saying that we can't take his advice because he made the same mistakes that others make.
Not buying what you're selling. I'm getting at.
You can't teach what you ain't been through and what you don't
know. That's all I'm getting at. Not buying what you're selling.
What's the point number four?
Number four, and this is something that hurts.
That's what I like.
Hurts.
These are the points I like. Come on.
Chrisette Michelle, the big four. I talked about Harvey. I talked about Kanye. I talked about Lupe. Chrisette Michelle.
And niggas like her.
Look, I like her. Full disclosure.
She can sing.
Full disclosure. We have an open policy for her to be on this podcast. Full disclosure. We've talked with her people. We've put together some dates. Now, I know it's January. I understand it's January. Now, you know what? Fucking full disclosure. January is when we start putting stuff together for the year to see guests in the podcast and so forth. Our initial policy is at least 12 national guests. National being like people who you wouldn't think would show up here, but based on our schedule and based on what we have built in the last 6 to 7 years, depending on when you listen, we get a chance to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. See how I put my cards on the table?
I do.
I'm not afraid of that. Now we get with Chrisette. Chrisette, against all odds. Look, and this is not personal. I want to make this plain. It's not personal. I love her music. I think she's great. I think the world of this woman. I really do. This woman made songs that was in my wedding playlist.
Come on with it.
And man, I will cherish that to this day because the woman I said I'm going to devote the rest of my life to, Chrisette had one, maybe two songs in the soundtrack of that.
Beautiful, man. I like it. Absolutely.
But this woman went out of her way without me being her. I want to make that plain. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors other than the fact that she has resisted this podcast because I ask people to be themselves. Now, you can take whatever you want with that. Lobbied to sing at President Trump's inauguration. And I can call him that because as of 12 o'clock today, he is President Trump. Lobbied for that fact. Now, personally, politically, I differ from Chrisette Michelle. But personally, I understand why. Because, quite honestly, gotta be honest, that talent pool we was choosing from was shallow as hell. I could have been the official podcast of these United States. I know that because ain't nobody else apply for that shit because it's Trump. Oh, and I could have been. I could have applied for that. But I got to be honest. I like speaking my mind. I like saying what I feel. If I'm wrong, I'll come back next week and I'll say, dude, I was wrong as fuck about XYZ. But I could have been because, you know, it's Trump. And quite honestly, he's at the point where he'll take what he can get.
Trump is at the point where
nothing's
going to fail for him.
Where the
I don't think Trump will be assassinated. It may be an attempt. He will not be assassinated, and everything he put his hand to will work.
Real talk.
And in my honest opinion,
this is the only president who, if he doesn't do what he's promised to do, he will be successful.
No, Trump will be an extremely successful president.
Because even in failure,
it'll work.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Even the shit he promised to do.
War, which is...
It's horrible. But if he doesn't do it, it's still awesome. Because it we gotta...
will happen.
That bar is so fucking low.
It will work for the United States.
There it is.
Regardless. So,
when Chrisette Michele says she's singing at the inauguration...
Pray for the country.
There was a vibe, like, as a fan, I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Questlove was like, please don't sing at the inauguration. If it's a money thing, I will totally front you the money that you are getting from Trump.
I will basically pay you not to perform.
Yeah. But here we are. Number four, the big four. I guess as of this moment, she did it. She has a concert here in about 2 weeks.
That MF going to be empty.
I got to be honest.
No, it won't. First off,
Christina. Yeah, it will.
No, it won't. First off, she can sing.
She can sing.
And she has a ton of fans.
Look.
It has nothing at all to do with what she's singing about because
we talked about self-preservation already.
Mexicans was there at the inauguration.
Yeah.
And
I don't think they're
not everybody in Detroit voted against Hillary. Not everybody in the metropolitan area voted against Hillary.
That's true.
Chrisette Michele.
All true.
It won't be empty.
I don't think it'd be empty. It'd be half full. Like I said, I'm being personal with Chrisette Michele. And I am not shitting on her one bit.
Absolutely not.
I would love, like, I thought I wanted to talk to her before this shit, but I really want to talk to her now.
So, the Gaddis thing is intentional. It's performing at the inauguration ball.
I need a name.
Travis Green? Okay. You know the song I'm talking about? It's intentional. They play it on radio.
Vaguely, yes. Yes.
Smoke break.
That's you. Hey. Hey.
Him look. And Chrisette Michele are on stage.
I got to be honest. We have been fighting for gospel artists. We got Bishop Hezekiah Walker. That helped. And we got Jessica Clements. God, I wish she was on mic. But like I said, we hit up those people, but when it comes down to Chrisette, it's curious. You know what I mean? It's like the curious case of Chrisette Michele. Because we personally have been in talks with them. Honestly, I mean...
Travis Green said he's proud to be performing.
And then you should be! Because here's why I look at Chrisette Michele. I love this woman. I think she's awesome. I think she's great. And it's not just because she could be listening. I just think that... You all right?
No, look.
I just think that you get a shot.
You read the sign.
Yeah.
If Trump...
Like, and that sign is... That sign is
true. I know you didn't watch the inauguration, so you didn't see any of this?
No, but what I'm getting at is, at the end of the day... It is a presidential honor to perform for the president. This is only the first year where we had to ask, which presidents are you performing for? This is the first time we ever had to ask that question. So it's all new to us. So it's all like, Trump is a guy who, at the end of the day, if I had to sit back and think about that, I think... Maybe his heart is in the right place. His execution is fucked up. But at the end of the day, I think my man heart is in the right place. But that right place only comes in the form of saying he did that shit. You get what I'm saying? It's only good if the good thing happens and my name attached to it. And quite honestly, that's not what you're looking for in a president. You're looking for someone who's selfless. Like, personally, I can never be the president because even in my humblest of states, I know I may take a little, what's the statement I use? I say, I want to wet my beak a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't have a president that do that. I would never be president because I kind of want to wet my beak. Trump is one of those guys. And when it comes down to Chrisette Michele, look, she probably didn't, and this is all hyperbole, this is all what I think. And without actually being her, I don't know the full story of this, but
I don't know why black people act so high and mighty. If this man offered you a cool half a meal.
I gotta be honest.
Let me finish. Chrisette Michele, she did what she had to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she got financial problems. That's not what I'm saying.
That's not the
what
case.
I am saying is, if President Trump offered you $500,000, you'll probably get up there and step and fetch it too.
I gotta be honest. I wouldn't. Now, you have a problem with me not doing that. Now, President Trump, like what you just said, offered me $500,000 to do a podcast pro-Trump on my airwaves, I would be very, very hesitant to do that.
My point is, I don't believe no black person to say, no, I wouldn't take the money. Shut up.
This ain't about race. If you're just giving me $500,000, that's one thing. But when I give a
I'm talking about these black people that's acting high and mighty, Sam. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm talking about me.
Listen,
have a skill.
Stop.
Okay.
I am saying this. Black people in particular are saying, Chrisette Michele, I can't believe her. If he offered your broke tail $500,000 that you don't have.
Man, the nigga is a billionaire. Mm-hmm.
To perform the ABCs at his inauguration. Your black tail to get up there and do it, so shut up.
I don't think I would.
Not your black tail. I'm talking.
But the majority of niggas.
I'm with you.
When she say that niggas won't do it, she don't mean individuals.
Yeah, I'm with She's you. I'm with you. But when
I'm
it
just
comes
tired
down
of people
to
talk,
it.
I'm, okay, Chrisette Michele. She did it. She on stage. More power to her.
Especially
if that decision is not. If
looking
that decision,
for that direction.
If that was a very lucrative decision on her behalf.
Yeah.
We may never understand why she did it. Does her music suck? No, it doesn't.
No.
Am I still a fan of hers? I probably will be.
Yeah.
I know what we say. We may be angry with her at the time. Y'all niggas ain't stopped listening to Steve Harvey. So don't shut her out.
No. Here's my point. This
niggas
wouldn't
ain't getting,
be no.
Obama had to meet with him because of his job, but y'all niggas weren't mad at him.
Hold on.
Obama could
have
said,
I like how you just said that.
He could have said, I'm not meeting with nothing.
That was going to be my
Here's
point.
The paper.
Yeah. Right
here, there. Read the paper, my nigga. I'm out.
He met with Trump three times.
But you got to think, this is the same.
And niggas still love Obama. And we say, it has to say, okay, Steve Harvey is not just a comedian.
He's
also a philanthropist.
Man.
This goes back to what I was talking about self-preservation. Now, me, I would be hesitant. Now, even me, look. I'm not high and mighty. I'm not whatever you think I am. But like I said, I at least hesitate at the idea.
Same.
If you offer me $500,000, look, I'm looking at you. You want me to do
nigga,
it.
Nigga, I'll handcuff you. Let's go.
Shoot. See, that's you pushing me
to
do something.
To take care.
That's you.
Okay, here it is.
You get what,
here it is.
What I'm saying?
Here it is. Here it is, right?
Be mad at me.
I would be hesitant.
I think. First off, it's 50-50. This is what
yeah.
I said.
Like I said, I'd be hesitant.
One, I see her point.
Yeah, I do too.
And then secondly, here it is, on your issue, I think it's an issue of... Let me start with your point first. It's an issue of integrity and moral.
Yeah.
You genuinely disagree with the dude.
Yeah.
And you don't want to sell out. The other point, the other side is this. You've not been in a situation where you're
exactly.
offered $500,000.
so you don't know how you react. Mm-hmm. Now you know your own morals and integrity. Yes. It is, and when we look at people like the Speaker of the House, they got to piss. Let him piss. Let's look at the Speaker of the House. Let's rewind a few months. Brother Paul Ryan.
That's right.
Unfit. He's unfit. No experience.
No temperament.
Let's fast forward a few months. Mm-hmm. I support him. We really got some good things going on. So X, Y, Z. Okay. If it pushes your agenda, you will do it.
Yeah.
If your agenda is not for fame and money, you won't. If it is, you will.
And that's what I said. I would.
So this is why I see your hesitant. Side and her side. Yeah. 50-50.
Guess who's going to be on agenda, the ballot in 4 years? Any amount of money.
I wouldn't doubt that.
He'll be on the stage at the Republican Convention. He'll be on the stage at the Republican Convention.
Look.
No, he'll be on the stage.
I'm bringing it back to this. I'm going to say this. I don't know if y'all watched the inauguration.
I didn't.
But Melania Trump does not want to be the president.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Donald Trump don't want to be the president.
Not only that. President Obama had to help this man's wife up the stairs because he just left, she walked and says, you know, you got on heels. You help your wife up the stairs, I'm sure.
Of course.
This man left this, Obama had grabbed her hand and helped her up the stairs because Trump is like, hello, everybody, forget my wife. And then Obama and Michelle holding hands at the inauguration. Melania and Donald sitting there like this. She looking like,
no.
Cause
you know why? Here it is. And this
now, body language is
this is my final statement.
I'm sure every body language expert is going freaking crazy. Body language is everything.
This is my final statement on the show this evening.
Yep.
Here it is. Trump don't want to be president. Of course, if Trump don't be president, Melania did not marry this nigga to become the first lady. Like
hold on, wait.
And hold on, wait. When you make a hasty decision, it used to be a song called "You Made Your Move Too Soon."
I know what you're talking
about. Deep cut. I like that.
So Jared
Butler did a remake of that. That's how old it is.
I don't like the remake, but I like the original.
Trump don't do nothing that don't make him no money, and being president ain't gonna make him a dime, so he do not want to do it.
And here it is, right? Donald Trump talks about deportation and illegals.
Yeah, he hired half of them.
And where's his wife from?
Hello.
We want to make America great again. We don't want nobody in this country that's not a part of this country. Where is Melania from?
Slovenia.
All his housekeepers at his house's name is Rosie. Hernandez or Perez or something.
Here it is.
They're all Mexicans.
In your show.
Here it is. That's a hell of a statement. So.
Deport that heifer.
I know we got emails about us being too political.
Nigga.
Mexican.
What they call Mexicans?
Somebody made a meme talking about something.
Spicks.
They had a picture of Melania and Donald, and they said, "When all you wanted, was a sugar daddy, and now you're the first lady of the United States."
Here it is. Now I can sit back and I can talk about Melania and Trump.
Never get that much class from Obama and Michelle again, ever.
I feel good.
Seen her titties and her coochie.
Did they all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell you, but then Michelle shows her arms and she's a prostitute.
Yeah,
wearing an elegant dress, Michelle shows her arms and she's a prostitute.
Mike said it best. I'm awesome. She's beautiful. Do you see the resident Hags? That was the first lady.
Look,
you will never see that much elegance, grace, and class in the Obamas.
We black. We gotta ever. Do it. We can. If they give 100%, we gotta give 200%.
And we always have.
If we give that 100%, we gonna get looked down.
Now, niggas say, okay, Obamas have white. Okay, he is.
Sure is.
Don't take nothing from Michelle.
Nope.
Her name is Michelle Rochelle Levon. No, Michelle Levon something.
Yep.
Robinson.
Obama. No, yeah. Before she got
married. That's all black. All niggas know some girl named Michelle. All niggas done met some Levon. And all.
I know two.
Robinson.
I know two off the top of my head.
That's all black. And she demonstrated class all 8 years.
8 years.
She demonstrated integrity.
And there was times where she would have got the pass.
Nigga, I don't know a married woman today. And actually, you know what? I don't. I take that back. I don't know any married woman today. Not one. I don't know a fiance female or just some girl that's with a nigga that love him that if you were to have talked to him that type of way, would have stayed.
Shit wouldn't have went down.
But the way she dealt with it was with class. She did deal with it. No, nigga, please. Hey,
it was not the number one, two
option. MSNBC, the Steve Harvey Show, and Coco and Mason dealt with that. Mm-hmm. As far as the Obamacare and how they said when it went bad, it's Obamacare. When it's going well, it's the Affordable Care Act.
Boom.
Michelle handled it perfectly, addressed everything, and it still had class, still was dainty, still was lady, still was respectful, but dealt with it. If that's not the epitome of what every first lady should be, nah, take that back. With every woman lady should be, any lady that got a man, married, boyfriend, fiance, if you with the nigga, then you with the nigga.
There it is.
What every woman should be, nigga, then I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. This woman don't want to be first lady. I wouldn't be surprised if she's never in life.
Hold on, wait.
She'll be like George Bush's wife. That woman only came around when they lit the tree.
I was talking to your mom and she said something very interesting. She said a house,
the governor,
a house divided.
Anytime.
So they're gonna be living separately.
Hold up. Anytime.
White House, she in New York.
The first lady
would
is.
Would you let your wife stay in Lansing?
Wherever I'm at, that's where my wife is.
Now, I'm going to break something down.
If I'm here, then you here too.
All right. I'm pretty sure I can answer this real quick.
I understand with the baby.
No, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Show of hands, everybody else. Now, she's staying in New York, my man in D.C. Whenever you got to give the first lady's responsibilities to your daughter.
Yep, they said it looks like Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka, the daughter.
She'll be the first lady.
Because she's not in D.C. to do the first lady jobs.
And she will do the first lady job.
She has to. She's the next in line.
The first lady is not going to do it.
Because the first lady in New York.
Like, so, there ain't no schools there. They on winter break. He can switch schools during winter break. Shut up, Lion.
Look, here it is. Now, we're going to end this.
Ain't winter break coming up. Don't bring our winter break coming up.
Indeed. Hold on. We're going to end this. I will say this.
Winter break, spring break.
This is pretty much the inauguration. This is the podcast. Please feel free to send emails. SamShowNation.com. You can go to Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, just talking with Sam @gmail.com. Because this is going to continue for the next 4 years. I will say this. My offer to Steve Harvey still is on the table.
Hey, President Obama. POTUS 44.
Oh, now that I think about it, you got a lot of free time.
44.
You got more than enough. You know what? I'll put this. I ain't never said this to no guest. I will come to you.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely.
Wherever you at.
You bet. Hey, if this nigga is listening.
And
they say, come on, Sam.
You want to.
You better go.
Sam. You want to listen?
Yeah.
You
better go.
Hey.
I'll pay for that. You better go.
I heard your podcast.
Nigga, I'm on Southwest buying my tickets now. Like, we're going to
would
work.
You like?
Y'all going to be uncomfortable as hell.
Together.
At the same time.
Hey, I like Southwest.
Chicago.
Puerto Rico.
Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons.
That wasn't
me and my house.
We had a seat between us, so we were able to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And then on one of the flights.
Puerto Rico. We had a whole hold on. Wait.
Southwest.
Hold on. Let's all stay to the point. If President Obama. Hold on. Wait. Hey, everyone. It's President Obama.
Be that lucky.
Look, we offered out like. Okay. We offered like eight challenges.
He's been yelling at us.
I know. We offered like eight
come
challenges.
On, nigga,
if Trump, Melania, President Obama, Michelle, and. We have five. And Steve Harvey.
Clinton.
Chrisette Michelle Clinton, Jesus, if anyone can listen to this chat, this podcast, the offers are on the table. We will come to you. Here's what we're going to do. SamShowNation.com, just talking with Sam, no G in talking, at gmail.com. It's all right there, SamShowNation.com. We out for a week. We'll see you guys next week. This is inauguration. I'm finna check out Destiny's Child. I will see you guys next week.